Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Friday, May 24th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Britain's embattled leader Theresa May resigned as prime minister Friday, although she will stay on as caretaker prime minister for now in the middle of a barrage of criticism and mounting pressure over her failed efforts to steer the nation out of the European Union in a matter acceptable to increasingly rebellious lawmakers. 62-year-old May lasted 3 years in office. May's Conservative Party will start from June 7th, a process to replace her that could take several weeks or more. Britain's elects a party, not a specific political candidate, meaning that there will be no immediate change to the party that is in power. It's been the honor of my life to be the second female prime minister, but certainly not the last, May said in a statement delivered at 10 Downing Street, her official office and residence in central London. Her voice cracked with emotion as she spoke. May took over. It wasn't quite like that. May took over from David Cameron, also of the Conservative Party. May previously announced she would relinquish her position once lawmakers approved her EU withdrawal agreement. The deal had been rejected 3 times already, and they were due to vote on a 4th time in early June. But despite a last-ditch bid to secure support for her plan, it was not sufficient to convince lawmakers across the political spectrum her deal served Britain's interests. The National Weather Service confirms a second tornado landed in the Delaware Valley Sunday evening. Officials say an EF1 tornado was on the ground in Bucks County for approximately a minute.
Tornado!
A tornado had already been confirmed in West Cocalico Township, Lancaster
tornado!
County, the same night. According to a storm survey team, the tornado in Bucks County briefly touched down over the Beaver Valley campgrounds in Tinicum Township near Ottsville. It was a freight train sound for about 30 to 45 seconds of the owner and operator of a campground.
That's scary as hell.
Yeah. The National Weather Service officials say the tornado tracked from southwest to northeast across the property for approximately 1/4 mile with maximum width of about 100 yards. Dozens of trees were uprooted, with several snapped in a manner officials say is consistent with tornadic winds. The tornado reached its maximum width and intensity near the end of its path, where 3 camping trailers were significantly damaged by fallen trees. Now, Memorial Day weekend is the kickoff to a busy summer season at Beaver Valley Family Campgrounds, but they had to cancel all of the reservations for this weekend. Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah.
That completely sucks.
Yeah, Kath, you said it was an EF1?
Yeah.
Has there ever been an EF5?
Well, in Twister there was.
Is that the finger of God?
Yeah, the finger of God.
The campground is refunding or crediting everyone. Earlier in the week, an EF1 tornado briefly touched down in West Cocalico Township. That was Sunday into Monday. An entire neighborhood on Klein Road in Denver was hit hard, with some comparing the noise on Sunday night to a freight train as well. Winds tore roofs off homes, uprooted massive trees, and ripped down power lines, but no injuries were reported.
They say you're safe if it sounds like a commuter train.
Oh, good.
but a freight train
is when you're playing with
no
a crazy
good.
Situation.
Casey, since 1950, there have been 59 fingers of God. There have been 59 F5 tornadoes.
Wow.
The most recent was in 2003.
So what is this? Have we ever hit a 6?
No, that's
the middle finger of God.
That's right, but 5 is the highest on the Fujita scale.
Yeah.
All right, wildlife officials in New Jersey are warning people about an invasive jellyfish that carry a powerful toxin.
Yeah. Right.
Scientists say if you see one of the small spider-like clinging jellyfish, there are likely a lot more in the area.
Oh, man.
The invasive species was first found in a river in 2016 and have spread.
The look on Casey's face.
Yeah, Casey. So they've spread to a river near Barnegat Bay. Montclair State University students and their professor, also known, they call him Professor Jellyfish. They're working with the New Jersey Department.
I bet you he gets all the ladies.
Department of Environmental Protection, right? To map out.
Guess what? Got a date with Professor Jellyfish tonight.
To map out where the dangerous jellyfish are more prevalent so that you can choose where to swim. Now, the jellyfish carry paralysis toxins that cause muscles to tense up and cause intense pain.
Wow.
Okay. They actually use that to catch fish, but if they sting you, they're doing the same thing to you.
How big are they, Kathy?
They're tiny. So the group found about 200 to 300 of the clinging jellyfish in 1 day. Most are smaller than a half of an inch.
So when I used to, go to certain areas in the Long Island Sound, you'd have these very, very small white jellyfish. You could actually swim through and there'd be no problem. I mean, there was nothing. This sounds like it's more badass cousin.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, these have little tentacles on them, I guess so.
I mean, and
Case, I wanted to get your opinion because you're terrified of the bigger things in the ocean, like sharks.
No, it's
but
all
what about all of that?
It's all the monsters.
Anything.
Okay.
It's all, you know, I'm not just afraid of Dracula. I'm also afraid of Frankenstein and Wolfman.
Okay. You know, it's you worse, know? Though?
Yeah.
Sea Draculas.
You see Draculas are terrible.
They're just terrible.
So, like, yeah, sharks, Barracuda, Dracula, Sea Draculas. Ocean Frankensteins.
Dune Pumas.
Dune Pumas are terrifying. Yes, all of them.
Okay.
So they're really...
So that's why you got a house at the beach.
I get a house in the ocean.
So they're warning fishermen, really, or if you're going out clamming, they say, where are the waders? And as for swimming, it may be best to hit the ocean, Casey. You actually won't find these clinging jellyfish in the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
But...
Sharks.
No.
Sharks will be in the
later
ocean.
In the summer, you may see colorful and also dangerous Portuguese man of war that come up the Gulf Stream from Florida.
Dude, that is...
So don't forget about that.
Yeah, good times.
All right, in sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies beat the Cubs yesterday afternoon at Wrigley Field. Gene Segura and JT Realmuto both hit home runs off John Lester, and the Phillies won 9-7 for a split of the four-game series between division leaders. Andrew McCutchen added two hits and two RBIs as the Phillies won for the fifth time in seven games. Aaron Nola improved to 5-0 on the season and pitched over five innings of three-run ball in his second straight win. The Phillies are on the road this weekend with a three-game series in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Jared Eichhoff gets the start tonight, and Chase Anderson will start for the Brewers. First pitch is set for 8-10. Speaking of Milwaukee, the Bucks lost to the Toronto Raptors in last night's game. 5 in Milwaukee. Kawhi Leonard scored 35 points, and the Raptors beat the Bucks 105-99 to take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 is tomorrow night back in Toronto. In Sixers news, Joel Embiid was named second team All-NBA a day after getting the same distinction on the All-Defensive team. The Nuggets Nikola Jokic took home first-team honors, but Embiid did receive 40 first-place votes. And the Stanley Cup Finals will begin on Monday night when the Boston Bruins host Craig Berube, Braden Shen, and the St. Louis Blues. The puck drops at 8 o'clock. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. I can see Casey going through the list of things that we have to get to this morning. We like to do some contests while we're here at Keenan's Irish Pub. Give some stuff away, have some fun with the crowd.
Yes, and put our FCC situation at risk.
To the test is what we do. Yes. And this place holds about 1,500 people. And we're going to be full.
About 1,000 are already here. So
So it's going to be an interesting morning, to say the least. We have several things to get to. But first, one thing that I want to get out of the way is our coolest teacher of the year.
Yes.
Because we did indeed tally up the votes yesterday. And the school chosen for yesterday was Archbishop Ryan. And the gang came through, and they let us know. In fact, I just saw a last-second text come in just a few minutes ago for our winner.
Really?
Yeah. And we are happy to announce that Mr. Bill Finnegan is the coolest teacher of the year at Archbishop Ryan. Now, Mr. Finnegan, here's the deal. We're not going to be able to talk to you this morning because there's just going to be too much going on here at Keenan's, but... when we return from break, we would love to say hello to you, and we'll do that very thing. So just keep that in mind, but hang on to it, because we are going to set you up with the prize. We have the coolest teacher of the year coffee mug that we're going to set you up with, and the What a Crock Meals gift card. Now, we do know a couple things about Mr. Finnegan. He went to Bloomsburg University and Temple as well. He is a deadhead.
Ah.
He's way into the Grateful Dead. He loves Game of Thrones, and he's way into Philly sports as well. So he's got a three-year-old son, and his son's name is Finn, and I love that name. That's really cool. So congratulations, Mr. Finnegan. Now, we have a school that we already chose, by the way, that is all set to go. It's in an envelope. It's sealed.
Oh, boy. So exciting.
Dig into this.
Price Waterhouse took care of this.
For the next school is that's up for voting, it is... Clearview Regional High School in Gloucester County, New Jersey.
You did it.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Gloucester. All right. Clearview Regional High School. It's up to you guys. You need to text the word teacher followed by the teacher's name to 39333. And we will find out who our winner is next week when we return from break, which we're taking a long weekend. Just a heads up, we'll be back on Wednesday. So we're going to put it to you. All right, I guess they didn't get the memo because they're starting to let people in.
What the hell, you know?
We usually do that at 6:30, but, you know, whatever, man. So why don't we, you want to take a break and come back and get ready for all this? So we will do that very thing. We're going to take a break and get ready to begin the festivities live at Keenan's Irish Pub. It is Preston and Steve's opening of the Jersey Shore, officially sponsored by our friends at Coors Light. Returning in just a minute. Stay with us.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Excellent. Thank you, Kathy. So while people are still making their way in, we're going to get into the Stupid Question Entertainment Report. We'll do these things, and then we'll crank it up a notch
after
that. So we're going to start with our Stupid Question. I'm going to give away a four-pack of Big Apple Circus tickets, which is at the Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks. So the question, courtesy of Casey Boy, who now resides on the weekends during the summer in Wildwood Crest.
Did you spend the night there?
I did. We had a sleepover.
Very nice.
We put together his inflatable hot tub last night.
I saw a picture of it. It looks great.
It's warming up as we speak, so it'll be ready for the weekend. But here's the question for you. Stupid question. Wildwood Crest also goes by another name. What is that name? 215-263 WMMR. It's got to be Casey's answer, by the way.
Yes.
Let's has see. To be my answer.
Let's see if you know it.
All right. If it's inaccurate.
All right, so 215-263-WMMR, the number. Call right now. We'll see if you can win. We have some birthdays to go through while we are awaiting your answer. Today is the 24th day of May. It is Bob Dylan's birthday today. Bob is 78 years old.
How many years ago was it that he was down here?
Yeah.
And he was picked up by a cop. They thought he was a vagrant loitering.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, and he was actually really cool with it. He says, yeah, I do look like a snob.
Yeah. I was actually this morning just listening to some music, and I had a song from the Traveling Wilburys on. It was Handle With Care.
Love that song.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Except for when Bob sings.
You know what? So there's the ultimate dichotomy is that you can see him. I'm a big fan, but some of the worst concerts I've ever seen in my life were Bob Dylan concerts.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Great songwriter.
Great songwriter.
No question. Yeah. But the performance. But listen, he's an acquired taste. If you love him, you love him. He's 78 today. Another musician, Rich Robinson, guitarist of the Black Crowes. He's 50 years old today.
Him in studio?
We did, and he wouldn't play She Talks to Angels.
He didn't really like talking about his brother either.
Or music or us.
They don't like each other.
They do not.
So it's John C. Reilly's birthday today.
Yes.
And I was kicking this around. He could be, I think he's one of our finest actors, to be
John
honest.
C. Reilly?
If you look at what he's done, drama versus comedy, he could be the most versatile actor out there because he's done everything from Boogie Nights, Perfect Storm, Gangs of New York, Chicago, Talladega Nights, Guardians of the Galaxy, Step Brothers, of course.
So I saw him in a movie called Preston, Stan and Ollie.
Yeah.
Where he's playing Oliver Hardy.
Yeah.
First off, he's amazing, but the prosthetics are amazing because he's basically wearing an exaggerated fat suit.
Yeah.
And he's just a phenomenal actor. You're right. But Step Brothers, if all he ever did was Step Brothers, that's all we'd ever need.
He's 54 today. Priscilla Presley.
Wow.
Scylla. Is 74 years old.
Now, Elvis started dating her when she was 4, right?
No. She was a teenager for sure.
She was
4 years old.
Okay.
But she's done some acting, too. Remember the Naked Gun movie?
She was really good in the Naked Gun movie.
She showed up in Dallas, right? Towards the end of the run
there?
She
did, yeah.
She's 74 today. Tommy Chong has his birthday, most recently on The Masked Singer.
We had Margaret Cho in the studio, and she said that she knew it was him because of the smell of pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also still don't believe her that they were actually singing under those masks.
Are you calling Margaret Cho a liar?
I am.
All right.
I'm calling her. She's towing the company line.
All right.
You know, I think that's a lie that they all have to, like, kind of keep up. But when he was ousted from that show, they had to sing on the stage with their mask off. He was clearly lip-syncing.
All right.
He's 81.
81. He did time in jail for selling pot paraphernalia through the mail.
Yep. Two more. We have Alfred Molina, another phenomenal actor.
Yes.
Boogie Nights, Frida. He's Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2.
He's a great, compassionate Doc Ock.
He is 66 today. And then the last birthday I saw is Kristen Scott Thomas.
Yes.
In Four Weddings and a Funeral, A Mission Impossible, and The English Patient, blah, blah, blah.
Crap like that.
She's 59 years old. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Why Woodcrest is also known by what name? Now, we're going to try the phones. Let's see how we do here. I'm going to go to Pat. Hi, Pat. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hey, Durka.
Yo.
Durka.
Durka, brother. All right, so Why Woodcrest is also known as what?
Is it Wildwood Gables?
It is Wildwood Gables.
Yeah.
About them apples. Hang on just a second. I just hung up on him.
There you go. That's your prize.
No, I got him. I think it was live. I was back. All right. So since he got it right, we are going to give him four pack of tickets. Big Apple Circus. Don't miss the all new shows. Critics are calling magical and astonishing. Big Apple Circus is back now through June 16th. The Greater Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks. Tickets at BigAppleCircus.com. All right, let's get into a couple of stories I'm going to go with. You know, we're going to start in the culinary world. Mario Batali has now been criminally charged.
Holy hell.
With indecent assault and battery stemming from a 2017 incident in which he allegedly kissed and groped a woman without her consent in Boston in 2017.
You know what? And he's such a, listen, he's always been sort of a slobby looking guy. So that makes it extra disgusting.
He's been the subject of a multiple assault and harassment accusation, run of accusations. This is the first time that he has faced criminal charges.
So, and hasn't he always sort of been perceived, Preston, as kind of a, like a prick? Like kind of nasty?
His personality doesn't come off that way on camera like that, but I have heard that he's...
Can be a dick?
Well, he's great and he knows it.
Oh, okay.
That type of thing. But there's a lot of egomaniacs in that world. Anyhow, here's what happened. An unidentified woman was dining at a restaurant in Boston in March 2017. She spotted him and started taking his picture. He motioned her over and offered to take a selfie with her, and that's when he allegedly assaulted her. As she stood next to his bar stool, Batali put his arm around the woman and then grabbed her boobs.
Wow.
He then allegedly started kissing her face and touching her groin without his consent. The woman said she stopped taking photos and pulled away from him. She said that he kept pulling on her face.
Kept pulling on her face? Is that a move?
What do you, like, grab their nose? Or got your nose?
Look at this. It's so stretchy.
Yeah. And asked her if she wanted to join him in his hotel room, adding that he seemed intoxicated by the smell and half-closed eyes.
What a pig.
She managed to get away and left the restaurant with a friend. Last summer, she filed a civil complaint against Batali, but now brought criminal charges against him. His attorney claims that the charges are without merit, by the way. In December 2017, Eater magazine reported on four women who accused Batali of inappropriate touching.
What's the name of this magazine?
Eater.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think it was?
Eat Her.
No.
I thought, why? Why
Eat
would
her
you,
magazine.
With a track record like that, why would you appear in Eat Her magazine?
By March this year, that number had swelled up to about 18 women. He surrendered all of his restaurants, by the way. He could face up to 2.5 years in jail.
I think he pulled a last-minute legal maneuver to make sure he kept some of those restaurants, so he kind of put it into someone else's ownership.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he sensed this was coming.
All right, now here's another one, another culinary story. Our buddy Guy Fieri is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, or actually
wow.
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, he got it. The famed Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives host has been a mainstay on famous food shows over the years for good reason, and his new achievement is a testament to his prowess. But what's interesting is... there to help him is apparently a really good friend of his, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is a good friend of Guy Fieri?
Yep, they're really tight. He was on Hollywood Boulevard, and he started sharing their information about them. He said, 15 or so years ago, I was living in an Airstream traveling across America. I lived on the road, and I came across this show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and it quickly became my favorite show. And one day on the road, I got the number of the host, Guy Fieri. I called him up and said, hey, listen, man, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Well, we know Guy Fieri. Can we get Matthew McConaughey's number?
Of course we can.
After all, he invited us to the ceremony for the star, right?
Yeah didn't he? He did?
No, he did not.
No, he did, but we had the MMR. But
yeah, we can't do it, man. Sorry, bro. We have obligations.
Sorry, bro.
So apparently he gave a speech at the ceremonies and everything for Guy Fieri. It was cool.
That is awesome.
They've become very, very good friends over the years.
You think you just automatically become friends? Like, even if, like, Matthew McConaughey's a dick, you're like, yeah, but he's Matthew McConaughey, so he's going
to
be
No, you know, I think what happens is a lot of these people are drawn to these restaurant folks.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones who suck up to them.
When they eventually got to meet, he said, we cooked a lot of food, we ate a lot of food, we drank a lot of spirits, we talked about life, and we talked about being authentic to who you are.
That's beautiful, man.
And that's the night I met you, Guy Fieri.
Sounds like he's proposing.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Will you be my wife?
In the almost 15 years since they've become friends and moved up the ranks of show business, Guy has, quote, always remained exactly who he was, which is a rare quality.
Just a regular guy.
Hey. Guy.
Hey.
All right. What else I got here for you? Oh, so after Kevin Hunter allegedly assaulted his father this week, he flew up to Chicago with his mom, Wendy Williams, and they went to the Sweet and Snacks Expo.
Wow, that sounds so exciting.
Doesn't it, though?
Imagine attending that with Wendy Williams.
Sweets and Snacks Expo.
You know, when I assaulted my father, I was not allowed to go to Sweet and Snacks for at least a year.
Yeah, and
that's
that
it.
Makes total sense. Yeah. But this was just hours after he was released from jail. So,
bygones, right?
He and mom are fine. I don't know about his dad.
Dad, sorry about hitting you with that typewriter.
Let's talk Kim Kardashian. The crowd loves that.
You guys are huge Kardashian fans, aren't you? What's not to love?
They'll start throwing things
about like this horrific people. Family.
Stop it.
Three people cheering.
I know. Well, actually, one guy cheered three times.
Yeah. She and Kanye are set to celebrate their fifth wedding anniversary. Kim is taking the opportunity to look back on their big day.
It's a good day.
She captioned a throwback photo. This was my wedding day almost 5 years ago in Italy.
God, it just makes you want to throw up.
We flew in from Paris, and our glam was rushed as we were trying to make it on time.
You know who didn't attend that event, Preston?
Uh-uh.
Rob Kardashian.
He
did. It was a big scandal at the time. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
We barely got my veil in as I was being pushed out the door so fast to walk down the aisle because Andrea Bocelli had started singing and I couldn't miss it.
Oh, how exciting.
OMG.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was really him until I got to the aisle and screamed inside. So many amazing memories, she said. So. Enjoy.
I just enjoyed remembering.
Mm.
So exciting.
All right, Caitlyn Jenner and Sophia Hutchins made their red carpet debut Wednesday night. They were out supporting the 10th annual Big Fighters Big Cause Charity Boxing Night.
Did she fight?
No, but she should have.
Going up against Larry Holmes. I think it's going to be good.
That would be awesome.
You can't hit a girl. Can't hit a girl. Of course, I can rip your nuts off.
But you can't hit a girl.
Can't hit a girl.
The pair reportedly live together.
Even if I'm an Olympic athlete.
Caitlin and Sophia apparently live together and appear at events together, but have said their relationship is platonic.
Actually, Caitlin built the house that they live in.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Your bare hands.
Oh, really?
And Chloe's bare hands.
Yeah.
All right, so Chrissy Teigen's resume is getting yet another buffing, courtesy of a reality show in which she will reign as judge over small claims disputes.
God, this sounds awesome.
Which will be on Quibi.
Quibi?
Yeah.
No. There's not a network called Quibi.
It's a mobile video subscription startup founded by Jeffrey Katzenberg.
You enjoyed Queef, now check out Quibi.
Quibi. Each episode of Chrissy's Court will render verdicts in real disputes, and the rulings will be binding.
Is this the first time a non-legal person has ever presided over one of these TV judge shows?
Maybe. Her mom, Valiluk Pepper Ty Teigen, will act as the bailiff.
Wow.
Each of the 10 episodes will run 10 minutes. They're only 10-minute episodes.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right.
Her show joins a star-studded cast of shows on Quibi from Guillermo del Toro, Catherine Hardwick, Jason Blum, and others.
Is this an actual broadcast network?
I don't know, but
or is it online?
I Googled it, right? On Urban Dictionary, Steve, you'll appreciate this direction. Someone who farts in the bathtub and bites at the bubbles is a queebie.
Is a queebie?
A queebie farts in the bathtub and bites at the bubbles.
I swear, I'm not making this up. That's what it is on Urban Dictionary.
That is awesome.
That's the best thing I've heard
then
all week.
Sign me up for queebie.
Yeah. I'm pro queebie.
Casey, are you a queebie?
No. I mean,
you don't take baths.
I don't take baths.
Yeah.
Can you bite at the bubbles in a shower? Is that even possible?
I don't think so.
Or maybe your new hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's always room for that. Hey, so Linda Hamilton and James Cameron are back on Thursday. Maybe you saw it yesterday. The first Terminator Dark Fate trailer came out.
I did.
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you remember when she came back in Terminator 2, she was all jacked up. She looked awesome.
Yep. So she's back as Sarah Connor. She's teaming up with a woman from the future named Grace. It's directed by Deadpool's Tim Miller. Cameron wrote the story treatment for the sequel and was a producer on the film. And Arnie is in it as well, which is interesting. How do they make? How does the robot age?
I don't know. And they sort of explained deterioration in that last one and what the deal was, and that the skin that's placed over the exoskeleton ages.
Oh,
I don't know. It looked pretty good. I think I'm gonna. I'm tapping out on these now.
Nah, well, so Genesis, I forgot. I was talking to Nick Murphy about it yesterday. I had completely forgotten that there was a Terminator Genesis.
There was also a Terminator Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
No, really?
Yeah.
I missed that one. But I really did like Terminator Salvation.
Yes, it was good.
I enjoyed
that. They took it in a different direction.
By the way, 15 minutes till the bar opens, everybody. I wanted to bring him back
around.
In.
The room is filled in a little bit.
Oh, it's just slightly filled
hey,
in.
Hey, Preston, about those Eagles.
Eagles, yeah!
No, they're more excited about the booze.
Yeah,
how about that Coors Light?
You can't drink the Eagles.
All right, let me get a couple more stories so we can break and then come back and open up the bars. Does that sound good to you guys?
Yeah. All right. Just to jump in here, do we have our guest who usually...
Yeah, we're gonna break and come back.
Just want to make sure. Okay.
All right, so Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick have a long history together, much of a trouble, but emerging from the ruins of their romantic relationship, they have managed to extract a strong partnership built on the foundation of the three children they share together. Mason, Rain, and Penelope. She is on the cover of Paper Magazine, and inside she opens up about her surprisingly amicable relationship, and not only Disick, but his girlfriend, Sophia Richie. By the way, she's only 20 years old. Did you know that?
Who is?
Yeah, it says Sophia Richie.
Yeah, Sophia Richie.
20?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's 35.
You know, Lionel Richie just loves this relationship.
Mm-hmm. She says that the trio's friendly relationship is probably the thing I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
She says the trio even vacations together with the kids. She says, I don't think that... I don't think we'll go on every trip together, but I love that I'm invited.
Shut the fuck up!
Okay. She and Disick broke up 4 years ago after 9 tumultuous years together. Disick and Richie have been together for about a year and a half or so. On a recent episode of their show, Disick shared his thought saying, she's a better person than I am.
Wait a second. They have their own separate show, Disick?
No. On Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay.
I just skipped over that part.
All right.
I thought for a very long time that I was going to live a very miserable life. I didn't think that I was going to have happiness again, she said.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Just hearing about it is giving me a miserable life.
My biggest thing to Kourtney was no matter who we're with, even though our children might not see everything, they do feel it and they can hear it, and everyone needs to be okay with each other. You know what? As I was reading that, I wasn't even paying attention to what I was saying. I have no idea what
sounds coming out of your mouth.
It's literal verbal diarrhea. It means nothing.
I have the ability to check out on myself.
If you would read your tax returns with more passion.
Yeah. All right. So we have movies opening this weekend.
Yes.
Yep. So I'm gonna run down what movies, and of course it's a holiday weekend. Is this a big movie for a weekend?
It usually is.
Usually is,
though,
yeah.
The movies have already opened on Wednesday.
Yeah, like, you'll see.
You'll see. Okay.
All right. One of the movies opening this weekend looks really good. It's called Brightburn.
Yeah.
It is a horror film. It's directed by David Yaroveski. Elizabeth Banks, David Denman, and others are in it. It's about an alien that resembles a human boy who uses its powers to destroy. Essentially, it's the Superman story, but he's bad.
So
it looks like.
Exactly. I've heard it described as The Omen meets Superman.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good concept. I like it. Rated R, hour and a half. No score on Rotten Tomatoes as of yet. What, Casey?
Well, I just want to bring up the fact that Brightburn has given us $1,000 and gift cards to give away
today. And we can give that away today?
We're going to give
them
away
today. Very nice.
Yeah, so we're going to be giving away cash this morning, folks. It's good. Brightburn, by the way, according to this, it says the birth of a new genre, superhero horror from James Gunn, the filmmaker behind The Guardians of the Galaxy, and hits theaters this Memorial Day weekend. Evil has found its superhero.
I definitely want to see it.
Rated R. Casey, you think we should stretch or you think we should break and come back? What do you think?
We can stretch just a tad. I mean, if you...
I don't know if I got 10 minutes worth here.
No.
Why don't you repeat that Scott Disick story?
I should, right? All right, another movie opening is Booksmart.
This looks good.
Directed by Olivia Wilde. It's a comedy, and it has Jason Sudeikis, Lisa Kudrow, Will Forte, and others. Two high school best friends embark on an adventure they'll never forget. Rated R. It's an hour and 45 on Rotten Tomatoes, Steve. 100%.
No kidding.
Yeah, for a comedy.
How about that, Olivia? Yes.
You never see that.
I think that's Olivia Wilde's debut directing effort.
Yeah, so those are good things. Oh, and also opening this weekend is Aladdin.
What's the word on that?
It's a 58% on Rotten Tomatoes so far.
Were you a fan of the animated movie?
I was kind of growing out of animated movies at that time, so it I don't really know it that well. But
I mean, I think what hurt the animated movie is you could tell it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorites.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that movie, as far as the animation was concerned, was like, you know,
it was tremendous for the
skipped
time.
Skipped up a few levels, yeah.
So it's directed by Guy Ritchie, stars Will Smith, Naomi Scott, Mena Massoud, and Marwan Kenzari. Aladdin finds a lamp that releases the genie who leads him on a magical adventure. PG, 2 hours and 9 minutes long. So
yeah, so I have been listening to the soundtrack for that, for the new one, and also the Broadway show, because my daughter's doing a Aladdin production this summer. So we, you know, the
audition. Do you like it?
I love it. You know, it came out in 92. I saw it in the theater two, maybe three times. Definitely twice. It was definitely... It was a bring a girl back to your dorm room type of movie. And
bang her to Aladdin?
Yeah.
It was a lose your virginity to this movie.
Nick lost his virginity to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Lion King.
No. Lion King was the one that my friend used to get girls to come back to his room, but Aladdin was the one where I lost my virginity. Because you ain't got a friend like me.
Well, what's the best Disney movie to have sex to?
Probably Aladdin.
Oh, you think so?
Because you're rubbing a lamp.
I think Knob Jobs and Broomsticks.
Knob Jobs and Broomsticks.
Very good, Casey.
Thank you. High five.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, so let's do the clips now. Dear Lord, that's loud. All right, so... I don't even know where that is. That's not labeled. Okay, doesn't work at all. All right, sorry, guys. Don't mind us. So, Dynasty, the reboot of the 1980s show of the same name, follows Fallon Carrington, the heiress to a large energy company who is fighting to keep her position. And here, Elizabeth Giles discusses the impact of having two lead women roles. Hit it, Jason.
We have these two women who are so ambitious. They're in boardrooms, and it's going to be nice for girls of any age to watch the show and to see two really strong, ambitious women. And I don't think there's enough of that on TV. I mean, these women are, you know, commanding boardrooms, and they're vying to be the head of the company, and that's why they fight.
I couldn't understand any of it. It's noisy here. The season 2 finale of Dynasty will be on tonight, 8 p.m., and that is on the CW. Let's do the next clip. Let's see. Featuring a large group of misfit heroes, DC's Doom Patrol chronicles a group of heroes the world doesn't really want to be responsible with protecting it. And in this clip, Jovian Wade describes the character's issues. Fitting in. Jason, please.
You've got these characters in which are Elastigirl, you've got Negative Man, you've got Robot Man, you've got Crazy Jane, and they are anti-heroes. Not only are they anti-heroes, but they are anti-hero. You know, they don't want to be heroes, and we really get an opportunity to spend time with these characters, and anyone can relate to any of these characters because there's so many different characters with different problems.
Yeah, I'm glad he finally said that.
The season 1 finale...
Because I was wondering if that was going to happen. I think he brought a little bit more light to what was going on.
Doom Patrol is now streaming on DC Universe.
You know who's in that?
No.
Brendan Fraser.
What does he play? Do you know...
He's playing these are all sort of third and fourth tier superheroes.
Oh, okay.
So at this point now, believe it or not, I'm thinking about buying into that DC streaming.
Are you really? You should.
Yeah.
Why not?
What the hell?
Yeah. All right, and there you go. That's what I have for you in the entertainment report this morning.
That was an awesome entertainment report, wasn't it? They especially loved the Scott Disick story.
By the way, the bar opens in 5 minutes. So we're just going to kind of stretch this out a little bit, and we'll open the bar officially during this segment. Yes.
What year is this for the Keenan's Live broadcast?
It's here. Been every single year that we've been at MMR, so this has got to be our 16th one, I think.
All right, so we started in May of 2005. So did we do it that very first
yes,
year?
Yes, I think we did, because it was, like, brand new to us,
we
right?
Did, we did, because I had to run the board. My brother got married that Friday, and I couldn't come down for the first one. So MMR had been doing it for at least a year or two before, and then when the show came to MMR, we came down for that, but I wasn't able to.
And I remember that first year because I had terrible morning sickness. Do you guys remember that?
You were pregnant?
Morning
yeah.
sickness,
yeah.
really?
Yeah. Pregnant.
That was when I was pregnant with Tina.
This bar was very different 15 years ago.
It was outside.
There have been yeah. so many changes.
I used to have to wear
years.
Sunblock when we do the
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think we might be the reason that this is enclosed.
Oh, clearly North Wildwood hates our guts.
Well, it got way too noisy, and they put a roof on the place.
They didn't know what we were bringing the first year.
No. This place fits 1,500 people, and it's already looks like it's at capacity on the inside portion of it. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Everyone's ready to go.
Tell you what was beautiful, man. Seeing the sunrise this morning on the ocean on the way in, it was just gorgeous. Yeah, right? You guys saw it?
So this morning, Preston, I was about 20 miles off the continental shelf fishing for tilefish.
Oh, wow.
Just something I do. Yeah. It's a ritual before we do this broadcast, and it was just wonderful.
By the way, somebody just held up a sign that said eggs with peg on it, and we want to make sure that we do mention now, before it gets too crazy, this is all in honor of the matriarch of the Keenan's family, Peg. We have her picture right up here.
Round of applause for Peg.
And this party lives on in her honor. She was definitely a partying woman.
Oh, she always had a rip-roaring time.
Yep.
And whenever we asked her to do something, no matter how vile, she was up for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And somebody else held up a sign that said they brought some virgins with them.
Ah.
So I love it. Virgins as in never had sex before or... Virgin, they've never been here before. Okay.
Never been here and never had sex.
And you brought our cookies, as always, a big cookie tray. I love it. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Yes.
I like it, the cookies.
You like it, the cookies.
I like it, the cookies.
Now, so we're about 2 minutes away. So yep. I think we need to do our tradition.
Yes.
So let's bring up, and this goes back to the very first year that we did the camp, or not the Camp Out for Hunger, that we did the Keenan's live broadcast. This gentleman sang the national anthem. He forgot the words, which happens all the time. He's never forgotten them since.
Never,
yes,
never.
Sure.
But he's also never not lived that down for the rest of his life. And he will forever be known as Enrico Palazzo to us. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Enrico Palazzo.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good morning, everyone.
Enrico Palazzo. Enrico Palazzo.
All right. I love that they're chanting his name. Your real name, though.
Matthew Chaplinsky.
Matthew Chaplinsky.
It's the other end of Enrico Palazzo.
How have you been, man?
Fantastic. And yourself?
Wonderful. Do you look forward to this every year?
No.
That's all right. You've made good enough times. It's all good. But it's our tradition, and we have to have you sing the national anthem. You all set?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's remove your hats, please. A little bit of respect. We're headed into Memorial Day weekend. Sure, you can get up there. And Rodney's going to grab one of the microphones up front. You turn it around. And we'll have this one solemn moment, and then we'll go. The flag is right up here, so whenever you're ready, Matt.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Enrico Palazzo.
Palazzo, Enrico Palazzo, Enrico Palazzo, Enrico Palazzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 7 a.m. The bar is open. Yeah. We're going to take a break. Our friends here at Keenan's are going to start serving up our cold Coors Light, our sponsor of the Keenan's live broadcast, official opening of the Jersey Shore. Summer, as far as we're concerned, starts at this very second. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us on MMR. Hey, gang, we need your blood. It's time to roll up your sleeve for the I Bleed for Preston and Steve blood drive, Saturday, June 15th. Last year was the second largest blood drive in the nation, and with your help, it'll be number one this year. So we're headed to the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks for this year's drive with kids' activities from Aim High Studio and Paint a Treasure Ceramics, plus Rita's Water Ice and Alex's Lemonade Stand. The Red Cross is always in need, especially leading into the summer months, so make an appointment now at WMMR.com. All donors get the newest Preston and Steve t-shirt and this year's pint glass from Window Nation. Hundreds of donors will be randomly selected for free tickets to one of these concerts at the BB&T Pavilion, the Smashing Pumpkins, and Noel Gallagher on August 8th. Or Alice Cooper and Hailstorm on August 16th. Tickets for these shows are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Our 14th annual I Bleed for Preston and Steve Blood Drive. From the American Red Cross Penn Jersey Blood Services Region and 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first. All right, thank you very much, Kathy. So I saw down here we had a sign that said they brought virgins with them today. So I wanted to do this. Who's here for their first time ever?
Wow. Wow.
All right. Who's been coming for the last 3 years or so? Who's been coming for the last 5 years? Who's been here coming here for 10 years or more? We got some diehards in here, but a lot of new people.
Yes, I love seeing that.
I most definitely love it. And by the way, Ken Fetterman's 30th birthday is today, and the only thing he wanted was to be here, so they handed me a little handwritten note. So
Ken Fetterman!
Ken the Fetterman!
The Fetterman! Can't find a Fetterman.
I'm not going to be doing birthdays all morning long, just to give you a heads up. And by the way, we have some Peg lookalikes down here.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Everybody wearing their glasses.
You know, it's all the rage these days, Preston, on college campuses.
Yeah, so if you're wearing glasses, you're officially an Eggs with Peg symbol.
You're a pegger.
Oh,
Jesus.
You're into pegging.
No. No.
My
no,
God.
Is that a whole different thing?
That's not it.
I'm glad our next guest doesn't know what that is.
Okay.
That's fine. So those of you who come to the Wildwoods regularly probably are familiar with Maury's Pier. And we have our friend, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if that's the case, we have royalty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Maury right here. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, welcome. It's early.
I know it is. I know it is. What time do you guys open up over there?
Noon tomorrow.
Oh, noon tomorrow. That's when it gets started.
What? Today's Friday. It's so early. No, it's 6 o'clock tonight. 6 o'clock tonight.
6 o'clock tonight. He's in the days. He's never seen anything
like
it.
It's like a different country in North Wildwood.
Yeah, when you guys get ready for the season, it's got to be a little overwhelming, I would imagine.
Oh, it is. It takes it takes a staff of like 1,500. And at least half of those are here right now. So,
and we had you on not that long ago. It was a great conversation we had with you. But just remind me, how long has Maury's Pier been around?
This is our 50th year, so since 1969.
Wow, 50 years.
It's a staple. It's a standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's obviously thanks to all of you, and probably based on the ages I'm seeing, probably your parents and maybe your parents' parents. And anybody hear that Curly's Fries April Fool's thing? That was a bad joke, right? Bad joke.
I don't even know what that is, so I'll just roll with it. I think I know you know what you're talking about.
That's because you guys don't go to Wildwood. Casey knows. Casey's my neighbor.
Yep. Do you live down here in Wildwood? Or
I do, right next to Casey.
Really? Nice.
Well, pretty close. I mean, we share the same dock, and he lets me park my yacht in his dock.
Very kind of you. Yeah. Well,
it's
by nice the way,
he's very nice.
Casey has an inflatable hot tub, so you can enjoy that
if
you want.
Yeah, you can come over and get in that.
We just put it together last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're invited, Jack.
So can I give Casey a gift?
Oh, yeah, you have a gift for him, yeah.
So on the last show, we decided we needed to test our new roller coaster. And I think Casey volunteered to be an official test dummy.
Yes.
So I brought this... brought this helmet.
No way.
It's a construction helmet.
Oh, nice. It says official test dummy on it. And it's got Casey's name on the back.
They took the time to write it and everything.
That's fantastic. Why don't you check the specs on the girder?
Official test dummy Casey.
Nice job. By the way, so you guys have the new runaway tram car this year, right?
We do. That will open in late June.
We open that up in late June? All right, well listen, we're gonna do a little tribute to that.
It's a test run, so to speak.
Yeah, we're gonna do a test run here in the did anybody tell you what we're gonna do?
Hey, we're still looking for test dummies.
Well, you may find a couple here.
No idea what the hell you're going
to
do.
Right, that's cool. But listen, you gave us a lot of tickets to give away for the contest that we're doing today, so we appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Right, have a good time. Jack Maury, guys. Yeah. Maury's Pier. And with that in mind, our first contest is in a nod to the runaway tram car. Obviously, when you come down to the shore, a regular thing are the tram cars. Casey, do we have the sound clip?
Yes,
to play, if you would, because it ties right in with this. I don't even know if we'll be able to hear that or not, but one more time.
Watch the tram car, please.
Yes, so.
Watch the tram car, please.
We are going to play Watch the Tram Car, Please, and it's kind of a riff on something that we've done before. You'll notice throughout the crowd here, Steve, these red balloons.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five of them, and each one of them has a Cold Coors Light tied to it. We have our MM Army members that are holding them out there. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring up our ratty little thrown together
ratty?
Tram car that Kathy made. Watch out. There's a fan up there.
Oh, dear God.
Don't worry, we have two.
There are ceiling fans here. So we made our own Preston and Steve-style tram car. Basically, it's a plastic bin with some yellow crap on the side.
Wait a second. Are you for real? I thought that was a legit tram car.
No, Steve.
No. We had several meetings about this, and we decided to not really try.
Okay. And well, we have succeeded.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had such potential.
But, listen, sometimes you have to take a number of meetings before you say, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
All right. So anyhow, what we've done in the past, we've done a crowd surfing contest. You guys remember when we sent people out on the surfboard? And you guys in the crowd have to move them along. It's similar to that. We have two contestants. We're going to put somebody in this, and we're going to send it out here into the crowd. And what you guys have to do is maneuver them to the red balloons. They have to get up a six-pack of Cold Coors Light and bring it back to the stage. And we're going to time them, and whoever does it in the shortest amount of time is going to be our winner. Please be careful. Keep them up in the air. Don't drop them. We got the smallest people in the building we could find to be in this. I know you look terrified. It's going to be okay.
So a couple of things, Preston. We're going to want everyone to come in as close as they can to help with lifting this thing up, A.
Yep.
And B, actually the thing is, slow, steady wins the race,
yes,
I think.
I agree.
The faster you try to go, the more it usually ends in disaster.
All right, we're going to get our first contestant, Tom, up here. Let's have him. Come over here, Tom. How you doing, man? Nice to see you, bud. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, have you been here before?
Yeah.
How many years you been coming?
This is my fifth year.
Nice. Welcome back. All right, so how tall are you?
5'5".
How much do you weigh?
Probably 130.
130. We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. No, you guys can do 130 pounds, 5'5". Not an issue.
So for our radio listeners to describe, we have Tom. He's wearing shoulder pads.
That ought to save him.
Safety first.
And put the helmet on. He has my Scabric helmet on, which is a football helmet without the face guard on it.
Sure, because you wouldn't want to shave your face.
Of course not. So, Tom, just before we start, did we have you sign any waivers or legal papers?
No.
Okay.
Excellent. Right.
So here, we're going to do a legally verbal binding agreement. If you get hurt, will you sue us?
Nope.
All right, there it is.
You heard it.
Preston, there's a woman right down here in a blue T-shirt. Her name is Pam. Today is her birthday. She is a lawyer. Is that legally binding? Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
She just said
that. Sure.
Until this person comes to her after the contest.
By the way, she's a lawyer wearing a shirt that says, trust the pancakes on it.
Of course.
There you go. All right, so Tom, here's what we're going to do. We're going to move this up here. Our fine security staff at Keenan's are going to help us out. We got the big guns out. They're going to help us get started into the crowd. What we're going to do is we're going to count. Go ahead and hop in there and be careful. We're going to count 3, 2, 1, and the clock begins. And, Nick, are you going to time
it? I am,
yeah. All right, so we need to get all five of these. And wait, hold on. Where's the last Coors Light?
Marissa has it on stage.
All right, so Tom wants to go that way first. We're going to head, and you need to grab each beer. You got it, Tom? Okay, dear Lord.
All right, you guys have to work together. Honestly, this is going to be amazing if this works.
All right, everybody, are you guys ready?
You can do it!
Here we go. 3, two, one. Watch the tram car, please. Here he goes.
Wow. You guys are doing it.
Oh, my God.
It's breathtaking.
So far, so good. He's moving well.
I'm surprised this is working.
Work as a team. Work as a team. Here. All hands up. Here. You can do it.
He got the first Coors Light.
All right. First Coors Light.
Six all together. Watch out for the ceiling fans.
Yes.
Move them. Move them that way. You're going the wrong way. All right, now there's really tall people. All of a sudden, we've hit it into a valley of very short people.
All right, but they can do it. They're short, squat, and strong, Preston.
It's like a wave. He's doing good.
He's doing great.
30 seconds.
He's got to get the beer. 30 seconds in. Hold it. Get the beer. Get the beer. Wait. Go back.
He forgot the beer.
It doesn't matter. He's got to continue now.
Did he get it?
I don't know. All right, he's going up on his third beer, Preston. His third beer. He's rounding the turn here in the middle of the room.
Get the beer. We need all six for it to count. Did he miss that one? I still don't know. He did. He's going to have to go back and get it. All right, so he's got two so far, headed to the back corner of the bar. And by the way, we're streaming this video if you want to see this on our Facebook page, I would imagine, right?
It got a little tough back there, Preston. The crowd isn't as dense back there.
Yeah, we need... Jesus. Fill in the holes.
He's coming around. He's coming around. He's coming around to the final can here.
A minute 15.
Minute 15. Great.
He's still got to go all the way back there. You missed one.
I say we dock him a minute.
Dock. All right.
Nah, go. Go get it.
Go get it.
Go that way.
Are we sure he didn't get it?
Hey, Tom, how many beers do you have?
He's playing with himself.
He looks like it.
It looks like he's pleasuring himself in the tram car.
He's got four.
He's got four.
You got to get that one back there.
He was moving the whole time you asked him that question.
No, he was too busy spanking
it. Oh, wait a minute. No. Come to the stage. You guys told me he missed it.
No, it was the beer holding the balloon.
Bring him back! Bring him back!
Bring him back this way. Oh, my God! Oh,
come on, come on, come on!
Work is a credit. He almost fell.
2 minutes.
All right. You guys told me he didn't have enough, so he only had four. Give him a beer.
He's doing a victory lap, guys.
Hold him up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, bring him back. Bring him back. They're making it. He's in the center of the room. How
he's
you doing?
Coming in, up on the stage. This is working exactly how we planned it. Exactly.
Hold on. Don't hit the disco ball.
Here we go.
All right. Coming back to the stage. Get ready, Nick.
Yes.
And time. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Preston, the official time on that, 2 hours and 17 minutes.
No, Steve, you know what? It is a new world record. 2 minutes, 35 seconds.
Hey, you did it, Tom.
You are the new record holder.
Wow.
You got all six beers. Nice job. How was it?
It was pretty interesting.
Pretty, a little scary?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought I was going down a couple times.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yep, but you lived.
Oh, yeah.
And Preston, I'm going to honestly, though, we had an issue here with our inability to see whether you grabbed the cans. I'm still going to blame it on him, if that's okay.
It's all good. Listen, he still gets six cold Coors Light, whether he wins or loses.
All right, which is certainly a great thing to win.
I'm going to set these beers aside. Hey, Tom, come here, come here.
It was amazing watching him skim across the top of the crowd there.
Those are for you, by the way. You can have those are yours to keep. So
yeah.
It's your parting gift, no matter what. So grab your Coors Lights. Share with your buddies.
All right.
All right, our next contestant is Kim, everybody. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Where are you from, Kim?
South Philly.
From South Philadelphia. Wonderful. Have you been to the Kenan's Irish Pub live broadcast before?
First time.
Oh. Well, listen, we do this with every first-timer, okay?
Absolutely.
Right, what do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
Legal assistant.
You're a legal assistant.
Great.
You can actually process the papers when you sue us.
You got to stay close to the mic. Keep backing away. What were you saying?
A legal assistant.
A legal assistant, right. Okay, now, once again, like I asked Tom, if you get hurt, are you going to sue us?
I'm married to an attorney.
Yeah, but that's not an answer.
Even better.
I think that's a yes.
I would never sue the Keenan boys.
Or
MMR.
WMMR. Or WMMR.
There it's legally binding now.
And the lawyer with the pancake shirt says that's legit.
We got to make sure we connect this helmet. Hang on. Marissa, can you make sure the chin strap is on there? We do actually want to avoid head injury.
Now, Preston, there are two strategies at work here. Is she going to go around and make sure she gets them all? A, and B, is she going to make sure that we count them correctly?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll find out. So, Kim, by the way, yeah, we need the scabbard helmet. That's better. So, Kim, there are 5 balloons out there. You got to get a beer from each one, and the last one you're going to get here on the stage, okay?
Okay.
All right, good.
She seems really into it.
She's very quiet.
Yes.
She's very quiet.
She can't hear you.
How tall are you?
5 foot.
You're 5 foot. Do you know how much you weigh? Is that okay to ask that?
100 pounds.
100 pounds.
You guys can do this.
Yeah. All right, hop
in there.
You're
100 pounds. It's okay to ask.
Hop on in there, Kim.
She can't even see over the side of the tram car, guys.
I know.
Right. You know what I do, though? I would try to distribute my weight a little more evenly so that you're not sitting fully in the back.
Yeah, because it was like popping a wheelie, basically, the whole time around. All
right. So give her that advice. We're resetting her helmet now because I think brain injuries are something you want to avoid.
All right. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, you guys ready?
You can make this happen for Kim.
All right, here we go.
It's a dream she's never had.
3, 2, 1, go. Watch the tram car, please. Nice and easy, easy.
Easy, easy.
She's leaning forward on this, Steve.
Yes, I think she's making a good move, Preston. She's sitting almost dead center
in the
tram car.
Got a first beer.
Got a first beer. Look at her go.
All right, on to the second balloon. It's the only way.
Watch the fan, watch the fan.
Watch the fan.
Watch the tram.
Watch the tram and the fan.
All right, so she's in. Oh, my God.
Second beer.
Second beer. Beer already. Got it.
She's cruising.
She is. She's only 100. She's 30 pounds less.
30 seconds in.
Dude, she's an old.
Whoa.
All right.
Easy.
It's a nice little ride there.
Slow and steady. Slow and steady.
Hang on. She's got 3 beers. Getting ready to move on. Now, there's a little bit of a dip of people. Fill out that area right there.
You guys, we need you over there. Fill in.
Look at how cute she is.
Scoot in. Scoot in.
Oh, my gosh. She's going nowhere.
All right. She's getting ready to grab. She's got to get the beer.
Get the beer. Get the beer.
She got it, guys.
Oh, she did?
She got it.
All right.
Hey, we're on TV right now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're on Fox 29.
All right. Here we go. Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Hello. She got the beer.
Get the beer. There it is. All right. All she's got to do is make it back to the stage. Where's the beer up here?
Marissa's right here.
Got it.
Here she comes. What time? How much time's so far, Nick?
Well, I'll reveal it in a second, all Preston. Right.
And good time.
Wow.
Do you think she beat the other guy?
Look at the smile on her face. She's so happy.
A champion. A champion.
It was sent around twice for
Kim,
no reason.
You killed it. Let's find out the time, Nick.
Preston and Steve, a new world record. 1:18. Kim is our winner.
Preston, is it too early to say she's the greatest of all time?
No, it's perfect timing for that. And we are going to give you, by the way, Kim gets $100 from our friends at Brightburn. We have $100 cash for you. And we are going to give you 4-pack of passes for Maury's Pier. Wow. Congratulations, Kim. Thank you. Big high five up there. Nice job. Wow. All right, so, by the way, that is courtesy of our friends at Brightburn. It's the birth of a new genre, superhero horror from James Gunn, the filmmaker behind the Guardians of the Galaxy. Brightburn hits theaters this Memorial Day weekend. Evil has found its superhero, rated R, by the way.
Preston, yeah. First contest, and no one is dead!
Yes!
Awesome.
Yes!
All right, so we're getting ready for our next competition that's going to be taking place. Let me get my official information. Yep, I got it right here. So we have another chance to give away some money. And we're going to involve 5 contestants. We have a wheel that we're going to bring up here. And Casey brought me a special game show microphone. So, Rodney, if you could turn it on.
I love it.
I'm going to channel. Oh,
wow.
Sounds a little different, doesn't it?
Turn it around.
No, that's how it goes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So
it sounds like you're an airline pilot.
Thank you. We'll be showing the movie Chocolat.
You know, that's where I saw that movie, on a plane.
Me too. That's why it was the first one that popped in my head.
Preston, that sounds completely fine.
Doesn't it, though?
I'm going to match you here so that it sounds like we're both working the drive-thru at McDonald's.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some contestants to join us on stage. And we also have one of our calendar girls who is going to help us out. The lovely Julie is going to be a part of this. And essentially, you know, what's good is having some spending money when you're down the shore here.
It's essential, honestly. It's the best thing you can have in your pocket because there's so much to take advantage of.
Good. No, it was good.
Should I not use this microphone?
No, use it.
You should. Okay.
All right.
Do you guys like his stupid mic? It's pretty cool, right?
There
we go. And what a response, Steve.
Yeah. I don't think they're paying attention.
I don't think they care.
It doesn't matter. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring contestants up one at a time, and we're going to play a contest that can win each contestant some money, and it's going to be courtesy of our friends at Steak 'em Up, South Philly. Steak 'em Up now in North Wildwood at 17th and Boardwalk. Cheesesteaks, pizza, hand-dipped ice cream, milkshakes, and more. Serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and delivery coming soon. So let's first get our lovely Julie up here, if you wouldn't mind. Julie is from the President Steve Totally Office calendar, and she's going to be helping us. We always try to have our President Steve calendar represented. Come on up here, Julie. Julie's going to be standing right there. So this is Julie, everybody. Hi, Julie.
The crowd seems to like Julie.
How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. And you spending the weekend down here or just today?
Today and tomorrow.
All right, wonderful. Now, Julie's wearing a bikini. And she has different stickers on her. She has one that is on her forehead. It says face. She has one on her chest. She has one on her stomach, one on her feet, and one on her back. And I'll explain exactly.
And one on her ass, Preston.
Is there one on her ass?
There's one on her ass as well.
Okay. So what we want to do is have some extra cash for our contestants to win. Basically, a wad of cash is what we're going to be giving away.
It's a wad of
cash. Yeah, Preston, here. Here's your wad of cash.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
All right, here's the official wad of cash that we're going to have to give away. Yep, all right. So the name of this contest is, you guys ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Blow your wad.
All right, so we're going to get contestants up here one at a time. Marissa, can I have my first contestant, please? I have not met any of these people as of yet. And, in fact, actually, we're going to switch positions. Julie, I'm going to have you stand over there. And our contestant's going to be here. I'm sorry, I have to touch your breast for a second. This is Mary.
Hi.
How you doing, Mary?
I'm really good.
Wait, where are you from? Okay. Hey, Mary. What's that? That's what they have to say about New England.
Yeah.
This is one way to start it.
Right? Exactly. All right, Julie, the way this game works is we're going to have you spin the wheel. The wheel has various dollar amounts on there. Whatever it lands on, I'm going to give that money to you. Now, I'm going to give you that wad of cash. You can keep that wad of cash, or you can blow your wad on Julie. All right? And you can blow your wad on her face. You can blow your wad on her chest, blow your wad on her stomach, blow your wad on her feet, blow your wad on her ass, or blow your wad on her back.
So there are all different locations to blow your wad on Julie.
And the reason you may want to blow your wad is because underneath those stickers are prizes. Now, they could be more or less than the dollar amount that you have here. Somewhere on Julie, we have $500, and you could win that. But you also might win $1. You also might win, I don't know, something else, concert tickets or something along those lines.
You don't know. The question is, what kind of gambler are you?
Yes. So first we're going to have her spin the wheel for a dollar amount, but not before you guys help us say, blow your wad before we spin the wheel. So you guys ready? One, two, three.
Blow your wad!
Spin the wheel! All right, let's see what we end up with. There are dollar amounts that range all the way from $20 to $100. We have $40. So, Julie, I'm going to give you a lot of $40. Now, do you want to blow your wad?
I'm the wad. I'm blowing my wad!
Yes.
All right, she's going to blow your wad. Mary, where do you want to blow your wad?
On her ass!
All right.
All right.
Go ahead. Let's remove
Wait,
that.
You're going to chant it first, right?
Oh, yeah. What? We already did it.
Oh, okay.
Do it again?
Yeah,
one, two,
it.
Three.
Blow your wad.
All right, let's see what we get. What is our prize? It is tickets to see The Who on Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. All right, so that's definitely better than $40. So congratulations, Mary. You blew a very successful wad.
Am I what?
I said you blew a very successful wad. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, get out of here. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
I know. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
All right, let's get our next contestant. I don't think this girl is from New England because she's wearing a shirt that says Media Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Delco.
Delco.
Remove this. What's your name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon, and are you from media?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Well, welcome. Have you been to Kenan's before?
I have a lot.
Welcome back. We're happy to have you. All right, you ready to play Blow Your Wad?
I'm going to blow my wad.
Well, let's find out first. So let's have you spin the wheel. And ladies and gentlemen, let's see what we end up with. $40. That seems to be a similar number as the last. So do you want to keep the $40 or do you want to blow your wad?
I
want
to blow my wad.
All right. Where do you want to blow your wad?
Feet.
On her feet.
She's going to blow her wad on her feet. That is
sicko.
You sick,
pervert.
No.
Okay. We're going to blow your wad on her feet. So, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. One, two, three.
Blow your wad.
All right, let's see what we get. All right, this has got to hurt. Sorry, Julie.
Those are lovely shoes, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, she has just won $500.
Oh! Oh! Nice. Holy crap.
That's a gigantic wad to blow. Shan, nice job.
Wow.
Preston, count it out. You've got her wad in your hands.
Oh, my God. Well,
let Kat take my wad.
You want me to do it?
And count it off.
I would trust Kathy with my wad.
How many $10 bills is 500?
That's 50.
50? All right.
All right, Shan, no.
Go over that way. Thank you, Shan. Oh, wait. Casey's gonna peel off your wad. Oh, Jesus. We're not going to do all 50 of them.
Are you dropping them?
We are going to do all 50.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah. This is good radio.
Yeah.
Listening to the crowd.
Steve, this is the part of the show where we count to 50.
I know. Thank God we don't have 1,000.
We're halfway there.
Oh, halfway, great.
8, 9, 30. To be James Mason. 34.
35, 36. I need to blow my wad as well.
Almost there. 47. Listen, that's the biggest wad I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations, Shan. She's got fistful of cash.
Watch your hands. Wow. Watch your hands.
All right. You dropped 10. Congratulations, Shan. Right. Get off the stage. All right. Let's get our next contestant up here and find out who we have and see if we can give away. Now, there's more good prizes on here, but keep in mind, you can blow your wad on yourself, too, if you want to hang on to it.
Yes, all right. It's absolutely fine.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Are you from media as well?
I am.
Do you know Shannon?
That's my wife.
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
Dude, I have no idea. I picked the contestants. I had no idea.
I love this, Preston. Just pick from the same family.
All right. He's from Delco. So keep in mind, on the wheel, there's $100 or $50. Some good prizes right there. And if you don't want to blow your wad on Julie, you can blow your wad on yourself.
Or your wife.
Preston, I might blow that wad.
All right. Well, go ahead and spin it, and let's see what you end up with to start off. So here is our first denomination. It's a $50 one. Now, the 500 is already gone. There's prizes there, but I don't know. You want to blow your wad on yourself or blow it on Julie?
Preston, I'm going to blow the wad.
He's going to blow the wad on Julie. Okay. Where do you want to blow your wad?
I'm going to go chest. The crowd wants chest.
The crowd wants chest. All right.
All right. Do you mind? All right. Is it okay if I reach in there, Julie?
It's perfectly fine.
All right, good. I got.
You have to. You have permission.
Verbal confirmation. So here we go. We're blowing it on her chest. And we have $9.33.
But it's okay because your wife won $500.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
So Casey, here you go. You got to give me change.
Yeah, he'll give you a 10.
Give me a 67 cents change.
Yeah, 67 cents, please.
Sorry, that was such a tiny wad. All right, so that's three. We have two more contestants left. Let's bring up another one. Marissa or Chuck, please, if you wouldn't mind. Let's get our next one up. Oh, we got a big fella here.
Oh, that's going to be a big wad.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name's Tim.
Where are you from, Tim?
From Delco.
Delco.
From Delco.
I didn't do this on purpose.
Greatest county in PA.
Right, and what part of the county are you from?
Delco, I'm from Innerborough section.
All right, Innerborough. All right,
Glen Olden, Norwood.
Norwood.
Okay.
All right, Tim, have you been to this party before?
Yes.
All right, well, welcome back. Let's have you spin the wheel. We'll get ready to blow the wad, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Wheel is spun. Tim spun it hard. It's going to go around a few times. What number will it land on? $100!
That's a tough decision. That's a wad. That's a bit. You may want to blow that wad on yourself.
Tim, are you going to blow your wad on Julie or blow your wad on yourself?
I'm going to blow the wad.
Wow.
Really? Wow, okay.
How very Delco of you. I'm in.
All right, Jim. Where
Pots
do you
and
wanna,
pans.
Where do you want to blow your wad? Because we have stomach, face, and back.
I would like to blow my wad on her back.
On her back.
Blow her wad, his wad on her back. Here we go. Let's see what we get. Remember, he landed on $100. And we have a pair of tickets to see The Who at Citizens Bank Park.
Yes. That's worth more than $100.
That is. Congratulations, Tim. We'll set you up. Head over that way. All right.
He played that wad wisely, Preston.
I would have taken the 100.
Yeah, me too.
So would I.
I would have blown the wad on myself, which I'm pretty good at. All right. Last contestant. She is feeling good. What is your name?
Kitty Bojangles.
Kitty Bojangles.
Kitty Bojangles.
That is the greatest name
I didn't know Bojangles had a daughter.
I have ever heard. Where are you from, Kitty Bojangles?
I'm from Havertown.
From Havertown, Delco.
That's number two. Number two.
Yeah. Not to be outdone by New England.
And they're so shocked when you tell them they can't say
that. I know. We are.
Preston, she dropped an F-bomb out there, and I said, you can't do that on the air, Kitty Bojangles.
All right, you can't talk anymore, Kitty Bojangles.
Kitty Bo Filthy Mouth.
Spin the wheel. All right, here we go. Blow your wheel. Oh, don't rip it off.
Jesus Christ.
Did a double hand spin.
Yeah.
It's flying around, and it's going to land on $40. Okay. Oh. You want to blow your wad?
Preston, can I blow my wad on more than one of those?
No.
Right. I'm just going to ask you without going on the mic. Where do you want to blow your wad, her face or her stomach?
No.
No, 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 no. Just say it. Where do you want to do it? Come on, drunkard. On her face.
All right.
She's going to blow her wad on her face. Everybody, one, two, three. On her face, let me remove the sticker off of her face. $1.
I'm sort of glad.
I am too.
I'm sort of glad.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
Kitty Bojangles.
And you know what? You put that in the swear jar, young lady.
She just threw it out.
Put that in the swear jar.
She threw her dollar on the ground.
She's going to be sleeping early tonight.
No. She'll be sleeping
tonight
by the end of the show.
She'll be sleeping
this morning.
Early this morning.
All right, hey,
she'll
guys.
Be saying, what's that siren sound?
Let's give it up for our Totally Office Calendar Girl, Julie, for being a part
She's
of
She's awesome.
The best. Thank you, Julie.
Hey, Preston, thank you again to our friend Mike from Steak 'Em Up. You know, originally in South Philly, but Steak 'Em Up is actually opening a new place here in North Wildwood, 17th and the Boardwalk. Cheese steaks, pizza, hand-dipped ice cream, milkshakes, and more, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and delivery coming soon.
We're live on Fox 29 right now, everybody, so thank you for those guys. I saw the lovely Jennifer Fredericks around here somewhere. We'll get her on as well. So with that, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back. We do have a bizarre file on the way, and we have more contests. You guys feeling good this morning? Yeah. We're live at Kennington North Wildwood, and we'll be right back.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Muse. Disturbed. The Raconteurs.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WNMR.
So let's find out where everybody's from. Who here is from Delaware County?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. No wonder Casey picked all the contestants from Delaware County.
How about for Kathy? Anybody from Bucks County?
Respectable.
That's all right. Anybody from Philadelphia? That's all right. Let's head down south. Delaware? Right.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful.
How about this one? New Jersey? Am I missing anything?
The Nation Republic of Tonga.
The Nation Republic of Tonga. Represented, Steve. Represent. Now, we got everybody from everywhere here. They come from all over the place. Anybody from... I'm not even going to do it.
Ohio?
Yeah!
Arkansas!
Yeah. Let's go through all 50 states like we did those $10 bills.
Why not? It's really fun.
All right, we're going to do a quick bizarre file, and then we have another contest we're going to get to. So, Jason, fire up the B-file, please.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, I'm going to start with this one. I had this with Casey in mind because we did something similar one time. A man's colon burst.
Whoa.
Because his friend put a compressed air pump into his butt and inflated it.
Oops.
We've done that.
Yeah, but we didn't. We just did the cheeks on Casey.
Yeah, we didn't.
Did we blow up your colon?
No.
I forgot.
I'm pretty sure. I would remember.
Yeah.
The 30-year-old was taken to the hospital after a horrifying prank left him needing his entire bowel removed because of a rectal blowout, an injury caused by air pressure rising so high inside him that it exploded.
That's why I always keep a spare rectum in my trunk.
And in his case, although extraordinary, wasn't unique. Doctors reported in a journal article alongside reports of two other men with similar injuries.
Well, this is a kinky thing that people do.
One had pressurized air sprayed into his backside in an alleged accident, while another one suffered the agony at the hands of robbers who tried to stop.
Wow.
The experts warned that air can be as damaging as solid objects, and industrial machinery should be treated with care because of its dangers.
When you put it in your ass?
Yeah. Doctors from New Delhi and the All India Institute of Medical Sciences wrote in the report that the men suffered high-pressure injuries, which were normally confined to battlefields.
Dear God.
Life-changing injuries sustained by the men came as a warning to the dangers of misusing industrial machinery. The airflow produced by an air compressor are at least 100 times higher than what would be considered safe for a colonoscopy. And the men whose friend subjected him to the injury had multiple colonic perforations, and doctors found fecal matter among his other internal organs.
Oh, my God. So last night I used a paint mixer to get off, but that's safe, right?
That's okay.
Yeah.
But you do have to be careful.
You
use
do.
Caution. All right. The things some people do when they get bored are remarkable. Two people working at a bike shop in England tried to cremate the remains of a mouse they found and burned down the entire building.
Oh, my God.
From trying to cremate a mouse.
Yes, and the fire actually spread to a nearby pub and restaurant as
wow.
well.
And how big was this mouse?
And destroyed those. It was just your regular tiny little mouse. Over a dozen fire engines and 60 firefighters responded to the fire. No one was injured. The fire started. The fire starters recently went to court. But their care has been adjourned until late June. Or the case has been. I'm sorry. Let's see. Listen, for those of you who ride motorcycles, this is a cautionary tale. A motorcyclist was killed on Sunday after a collision with another vehicle. Troy Shooter died after being brought to the hospital. Here's the deal. He was driving at a high rate of speed, and he attempted to pop a wheelie. You ever see these guys?
I see him do it all the time.
It's crazy.
They're booking along, and it's you see it a lot.
Yep, and he collided with another vehicle, the motorcycle, and Shure slid for approximately 200 feet. He had a helmet, but he was not wearing it. There are no charges pending against the other driver. After a run-in in the U.S., Kraft Heinz introduced Mayo Chup. You remember this? Mayo ketchup. Combination of mayonnaise and ketchup mixed in a single bottle, and a Canadian consumer recently found out that in the native tongue of Cree and the Cree dialects in North America, it comes off as less appealing. To some, mayo chup means crap is on my face.
Oh.
Mayo chup means crap is on my face?
Yes, or crap face.
Crap face.
Grand Chief Jonathan Solomon of the Muskegee Cow Council first pointed out the translation mishap. He said, a mishap. The Cree people are laughing about it because of what it means in our language. Kind of funny when you think about it. If I ate it and have some on my face, then I am S-faced, he said.
So, wow.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. And we'll do one more story and wrap it up. A Utah man has died after a fall. Now, that's not a fun one. We'll save that for another time.
Yeah, I could tell from the first sentence.
How about this? Getting an unwanted arousal in public.
Yes.
A Woody.
Yeah. The crowd loves a Woody.
That guy has one right now. Is every man's worst nightmare, but an ingenious piece of new technology can make the thing of the past. That's because Pornhub has launched the limited edition bonerless bathing suit.
Wow.
Yeah. Equipped with a special lining to help conceal protruding body parts. It comes complete with special built-in lining made from 100% Lycra, which is designed to hold down your member without strangling it or making it uncomfortable.
Well, you know, I'm Irish, so I don't need that.
Yeah, so if you're genuinely interested, it costs you $69.69, by the way.
Ah, yeah, I get it. Mm. Thank you, Pornhub.
All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File, live from Keenan's Irish Pub this morning. So we are going to do another contest. We're going to give away some more prizes. I need to switch to my Bob Barker microphone.
Oh, I love your Bob Barker microphone.
All right, there we are. All right, now I have my new mic all set up.
You can hardly tell an audio difference, Preston.
Now, when you get your cheesesteak, do you get whiz with? Do you get whiz without? What do you do?
I get it without.
Yeah. I'm not a whiz guy. I do get wit, but I don't do the whiz. But some people like it whiz wit all the way up.
Yeah.
And our friends from Steak 'Em Up are going to be helping us out with this. So it's apropos that we're doing a contest.
We love these guys.
Because the name of the contest is called Whiz Wit What? All right? So what we're going to do is we're going to get a few contestants up here on stage. And it wouldn't be our Keenan's Live broadcast if we didn't have people eating interesting things.
Yes.
So that's what we've done. We have a variety of things that we are going to cover in Cheese Whiz. We are going to have our contestants taste them. If they can identify it, then they win a prize. We have $100 from Steak 'Em Up to give away. Now, these are pretty difficult to figure out. So we're going to allow clues. It will cost them $25 per clue. They get three guesses. If they need a clue, we'll take $25 off the $100. They need two clues, we take $50 off the $100, and so on. But they get three guesses. So let's get our first contestant up here, Marissa, if you would, please.
We also have a puke bucket, too, Preston, if this gives anybody any sort of indication on what we're doing here.
Now, just quickly, because we changed the order, I want to make sure I know what I'm giving clues for. So,
Steve, you'll see the sign.
Excellent.
All right, so it's brought to you by Steak 'Em Up in North Wildwood. At, of course, South Philly Steak 'Em Up is now in North Wildwood at 17th and the Boardwalk. They got everything you need. Cheesesteaks, pizza, hand-dipped ice cream, milkshakes, and more. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and delivery is coming soon. Let's meet our first contestant. What is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, you look lovely this morning.
Thank you.
Did you get done up for this today?
Yes.
You look amazing. Where are you from?
Northeast Philly.
All right, she's from the great Northeast Philadelphia. All right. So, Sharon, what we're going to do is we're going to bring out, and I will tell you that everything here, bring the music down a little bit, Casey, if you would, please. Everything is edible that we have, all right, and we are going to serve you something with Cheese Whiz on it. You get three guesses. If you get it on the first guess, you get $100. If you don't get it, we'll allow a clue, but we're going to take $25 away, and you get three altogether, three guesses. So all you have to do is guess what you're eating, and you win the money. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right, and how are you as far as having a strong stomach?
Pretty strong.
Pretty strong?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's try it out. Okay, we're going to put this blindfold on Sarah. Now, Julie is going to hold up a sign that is going to tell you exactly what it is we are going to be serving. All right, so let me bring the... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Do you have the Cheese Whiz?
Yes.
We need the Cheese Whiz.
The Cheese Whiz, Danielle.
We might need that. Okay. So, Julie, hold up a sign. This is what Sarah is going to be eating first.
Oh, my...
Yep. Do you have the Cheese Whiz?
Hold on. It's coming.
We forgot the Cheese Whiz.
Well, that's an essential part of the whole thing.
It's coming. That the whole contest is called Whiz Wit What. All right, so we're waiting on the Cheese Whiz.
We actually have canned Whiz if necessary, Preston.
You know what? We do. Right?
Yep.
We
have Kathy, it's in that bag right to my right next to the computer.
Right
there.
Give
me the spray cheese, yeah.
Yep, let's do it.
Yep.
Perfect. That's why we have a backup plan, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Perfecto.
Here we go. Let's get this started. We're going to put some whiz on there.
Preston, can you smell this?
It's disgusting. Oh, by the way, Rodney, can you bring the PA down so I can tell our listening audience what we are serving up? All right. Are we off? Ladies and gentlemen, she's eating chicken feet. Boiled chicken feet. All right. Thank you. All right. Now, Nick is going to serve the whiz-covered item. Sarah, open your mouth. And here we go. Just kind of take a bite. You may not be able to chew it up. If you need to spit it out, there's a bucket to your right. You can lose this, Nick.
She's chewing.
Oh my God! I think I'm gonna hurl.
She's chewing.
She's actually biting
she's
actually
into it. Yeah, that's horrific.
So Sarah, have a taste of it. All right, throw it in the bucket. It's right there. All right, Sarah, do you have a guess?
Is it like a chicken spit?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! She
a
got
chicken
it!
Foot!
Yes!
She's got it!
That's how you do it! Oh my God! You're a champ!
Nice.
Take off your blindfold. Oh, she can't. I'm sorry.
A cheese-covered chicken's foot.
This is what you ate, Sarah. That's what you were eating, by the way.
Sweet look, mother of God!
The look on her face is
it's
priceless.
Hideous.
First time with a chicken foot?
Yeah.
right. Well, we have $100 from Stake 'Em Up. Congratulations, Sarah. All right, get out of here.
You know, Preston, I was kind of proud of my first clue if she needed it. It was, you got to cluck loose. What is it? Cluck loose.
Cluck loose. Foot juice. All right, let's get our next contestant. I need some coordination over here, Case. Thank you very much. All right, we need our next contestant up here.
By the way, we have our authentic tub of Cheese Whiz ready to go now, Preston.
Thank God for that. Hi, have a seat. Have a seat.
God almighty, those chicken feet were hideous.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, where are you from?
Warrington, PA.
Warrington, PA.
Bucks go.
Yeah, Bucks go. Who'd you come down here with?
My girlfriend.
She's got her posse out in the back there. Have you guys been here before?
They're not. They have. This is my first time.
Oh, well, congratulations. You made it up on stage. You're a virgin?
I'm a virgin.
All right, well, let's try this out. So you know how the game works, right?
Yes.
We're going to cover something in Cheese Whiz. You're going to taste it. And if you don't know what it is, we'll have you take a guess, but we can give you clues, and they're going to cost you money.
Sounds great.
All right, put your blindfold on, Ashley. Let's get our next item up here. Yeah, and keep in mind, these things are all edible. All right, let's hold up. Hang on. Can you get a shot of this? Is there a chance? Hold up the sign, please, Julie, and show the audience what she's going to be eating. You guys see that? Okay.
Can I see?
Yep. And Rodney, do me a favor. Bring the PA down real quick. I'm going to tell our listening audience
it's a scorpion. Dear God.
Hold on, Steve. It's a scorpion. An actual scorpion. All right, bring it back up, please. Thank you. All right, Ashley, bring us back up in the room, please. Audio, can you guys hear me? They can't hear me. There we go. All right, Ashley, we are putting Cheese Whiz on the item right now. Oh, come on. There you go. Oh, my God. Nick is going to feed it to you. Open your mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is. She's eating it. How does it taste?
Okay.
It's delicious, she says.
Oh,
you want to spit it out or are you going to swallow it?
I'm going to swallow it.
Oh my God.
This is an amazing woman.
Are you staying down all weekend?
Is it like a pig's ear?
Say that again.
Is it a pig's ear?
A pig's ear.
A pig's ear? No, that is not it. But we will give you a clue. What is our clue, Steve?
Our clue is what you just taste tested will rock you like a hurricane.
What you just tasted will rock you like a hurricane. Do you know who does that song?
AC/DC.
Say it again.
Is it AC/DC?
It is not AC/DC. Okay. So that's one clue out. So we'll give you another clue. You can still win $50. What's our second clue?
All right. Our second clue is this is the only creepy crawly with its own zodiac sign.
This is the only creepy crawly with its own zodiac sign.
Okay.
She's still chewing.
She's thinking about it.
Zodiac sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer, a crab.
Okay.
The only creepy crawly with its own zodiac sign.
Well, she said she's a Cancer, which is a crab, and that's kind of a creepy crawly, but it's not that
one.
It's a different one.
It's a different creepy crawly.
Yeah, kind of like a crab, to be honest.
Horrible at horoscopes.
All right, we're going to give you 5 seconds.
Cricket?
Say a cricket? No. All right.
The sign of the cricket.
I'm a Gemini, you're a cricket.
One more clue.
All right. This predatory arachnid is the king of scratching its own ass.
Wow. He said this predatory arachnid is the king of scratching its own ass. Oh. All right.
A scorpion.
A scorpion! Yay! That's correct.
Well worth the $25.
Nice job. Yeah, right.
Is that what you got? 25?
25 bucks.
All right.
And she got to eat a scorpion on stage. Thank you, Ashley. By the way, her breath really stinks after that.
Oh, my God.
Like scorpion or
like scorpion?
Yeah.
Honestly, Preston, I did not think she would swallow that.
Wow, that's... I'm a little nauseated, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, who do we have here? What's your name?
I'm Danielle.
Where are you from, Danielle?
Belmar, New Jersey.
She's a Jersey girl. All right, so far we've had chicken feet and scorpion. You ready to try this?
Yep.
All right, let's put your blindfold on. Let's see what we're going to bring out. The name of the game is Whiz Wit What?
We're covering various edible things in Cheese Whiz and feeding them to our contestants. All right, let's hold up Julie and show the show the audience.
Oh my.
All right, Rodney, let me tell the radio audience. Hang on, Steve. Rodney, let me tell the radio audience. It is a pig ear. It's pig's ears. Pig's ears. Okay, you bring it back up. Thank you. All right, by the way, these have been cooked. Everything has definitely been cooked. Nick is pulling up the Cheese Whiz. He's going to dump some on one of these.
Oh, I can smell it.
I know.
It smells horrible.
Is it hot? Is this... Okay, open your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Nick's folding it up. All right, Danielle, just take a little bite of that. All right. How does it taste?
Like chicken.
Like chicken.
Wow.
Okay. So,
now, it's a little bit...
It's not chicken.
It's going to be hard texture-wise to figure this out, but if you were to take a guess what you're eating, and keep in mind that it's less than appetizing, what might it be?
I don't know. Is that like... Goat balls or something?
Goat balls.
Goat
balls. Not out of the realm of possibility, but that's incorrect. Steve.
All right, here's your first clue.
The clue.
This is where the little piggy puts the Q-tip.
Is it a pig's ear?
Yes, it is. $75 prize from Steak 'Em Up. Congratulations. Turn around. Casey's going to give you your money. Brought to you by Steak 'Em Up in North Wildwood, 17th and the Boardwalk. Of course, you can find them in South Philadelphia, where they've always been. All right, next. So I think we have two more we're going to do.
Two more. So, Preston, of the first three that we've had, which one would you be most inclined to eat if you had to?
If I had to?
Yeah.
The ear, probably.
The ear, yeah.
There's no way I could eat a foot. And Scorpion, I almost vomited
but
when I saw her chewing it.
She rocked it.
She did.
The pig's ear kind of folded like a quesadilla.
It looks wonderful.
What's your name?
Shannon.
Where are you from, Shannon?
Sicklerville, New Jersey.
Sicklerville, New Jersey. Another Jersey girl. I love it. All right. So far we've had a pig's ear, chicken feet, and a scorpion. You think you can handle this?
I hope so.
All right. Well, let's try. Put your blindfold on. Our calendar girl, Julie, is going to hold up a sign to show what we are going to be feeding her. All right. Go ahead, if you will, and bring the microphone down, please. Bring the mic down. She's going to be eating crickets. Crickets. Edible crickets. Okay. All right. We've shown the audience. You can hear from their reaction. Now, we're going to need a spoon or something, Nick.
Because you want to get every last drop.
No, Nick says, I'm going to use my hand. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. We have a spoon now.
Oh, we have a spoon. We have a spoon. Right. There you go.
We're not savages.
All right, Shannon, open your mouth, please. She's opening her mouth. Nick is taking a spoonful, and go ahead. All right, she slightly grimaced. Doesn't look repulsed. She's kind of...
She's not...
Oh, this ain't too bad. How does it taste, Shannon?
Like Cheese Whiz.
Like Cheese Whiz. No problem. But do you feel a little texture in there?
Definitely crunchy.
All right, crunchy. And if you were to guess as to what we fed you, what do you think it is?
Cricket legs?
Cricket legs. Yes.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Yes. Yes.
$100.
Crickets.
Well done.
You want some more?
$100. Okay. Steak 'Em Up. Nick, you can have that.
Okay,
Nick,
all right.
Could you do me a favor? Put some crickets in the pig's ear. I'll have a little taco.
I haven't had any breakfast yet. Wow.
You know which one to do, right? Yeah, okay.
All
right,
okay.
By the way, gentlemen, you're seeing some women who will eat anything, so please remember that.
All right, have a seat here, bud. All right. What's your name?
Dan.
Where are you from, Dan?
Ambler.
Ambler, is this your first time here, or have you been at Keenan's before?
A couple times.
All right, excellent. We welcome you back. So far we've had crickets, chicken feet, pig ear, and scorpion, and I will tell you that we've saved the best for last, Dan.
I'm screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. But you have a pretty solid stomach?
No, not at all.
Okay, this will be interesting. Put your blindfold on.
Preston, backstage, he was the one who was most afraid that he would throw up.
Oh, no.
Yep, so have that bucket ready.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you very much. I want the crowd to see this.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
Yeah, that's real. And edible. Oh,
God.
All right, Nick, here you go.
By the way, bring the microphone down in the audience. It is a duck's head, an entire duck's head. We got it from an Asian market, and you can actually eat it. So here we go. Bring it back up, please. All right, we're stirring up the cheese. Nick is going to ladle it onto one of these. Oh, my God.
It needs a lot of cheese, man.
All right, there it is. Whiz with what? We got it covered in whiz. You got to tell us what it is. Now, part of this, I don't think this part is edible, but he can try it.
Tell him to be careful.
What's that, Kath?
Like, don't chomp down on it.
Yeah, just kind of take it in your mouth. Like, you don't want to chew it up too much. Suck on it a little bit. Oh, he's gagging. We got a bucket at your feet in case you need it.
Oh, now, he's not doing well.
Want to take another bite?
You want another bite? Yeah, he does want it. Oh, my God. He's going back in for seconds.
No.
This is repulsive.
Nothing would be worth this.
By the way, Marissa almost refused to bring this here.
Yes, well, she's a vegetarian.
Yeah, and okay, it is a kind of meat. We will tell you that.
Such a hard time.
All right, Dan, any idea from the texture what that is? Oh, my God. He's gagging.
He's gagging.
Get him a bucket.
But it's right in front of him.
Right at his feet.
He was chewing.
I have no idea what it is.
You have no idea?
Nah, not even this.
All right, you want a hint? All right, he'll take a clue.
All right, here's your hint. It is the quacker attacher.
The quacker attacher. What goes quack?
Duck beak.
What did you say?
Duck beak.
A duck beak. We'll take it.
Yeah!
It's a duck head.
An entire head.
Take off your blindfold. Show him, Nick.
Preston, he had this moment of recognition and then incredible horror. He's like, yeah, I won. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I put it in my mouth.
It was an entire duck's head. We have actually five of them right here. Does it look?
I mean, it looks appetizing.
Hey, we got you did win. We got $75 for you, courtesy of Steak 'Em Up, so congratulations.
Hey, listen. How many of us have not woken up and said, what did I put in my mouth last night?
Hey, who wants a duck head? Anybody? Yeah, look at everybody.
No,
everybody's lining right up.
Dear God.
Cheese-covered duck heads, right? Steve, I'll sell these at the beach.
Yeah, cheese-covered duck heads.
Cheese-covered duck heads.
Oh, it can't be actual duck heads. It's probably fried bread.
Fudgy Wudgy bars.
Duck heads.
Got it all. Duck heads.
Get your duck heads here.
Duck heads. So thank you to Marissa, who went to like an Asian market, a world market, and actually saw these things in the case. They are edible. You can actually, they're some kind of cuisine and God knows what culture. But we used them for a stupid game to give away some prizes.
Horrifying.
Yep.
Horrifying. But these guys were champs.
Round of applause for our contestants, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to switch gears. We're going to take a break, get yourselves a nice Coors Light, and get ready. Don't forget, at the end, we're going to do the baptism of beer right here at Keenan's. So we'll be back in just a second from North Wildwood on 93.3 WMMR.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So the party is called Eggs with Peg. And
yes.
Peg was the matriarch of the Keenan's family. And Peg had these really thick rimmed glasses. So as an homage to that, we have handed out these glasses that we want the audience to wear just to remember Peg and being here. So we've got them handed out. So you know what? Here. I'm going to toss this bag out here. You guys hand these out to everybody.
Dispense, yes.
Yeah, dispense those.
There's one more bag here, Press. Make sure everybody shares.
Yeah,
these. One per person.
Share those, please. We're going to have you guys do that. And we're going to everybody put them on, and we'll just kind of remember Peg as we go throughout this whole thing. We got to talk to Scott Keenan at some point. I saw him earlier, but
He's running around like a lunatic.
Haven't had a chance to chat with him yet. All right, so we are going to get another contest underway.
And up for grabs. I'm sorry, man. I'm a little scatterbrained today trying to get all this stuff together.
You know, bizarrely, Preston, we're staying exactly on time. This runaway train, we always screw up, and yet, miraculously, we screw up in a timely fashion.
Well, while you guys are looking for that, I just went outside because I had to take out some supplies.
Yeah.
The outside bar is unbelievably packed.
Really?
And it's a picture-perfect day.
1,500 people here.
It's unreal.
Celebrating the start of summer.
That's too much.
So our next contest, we're going to give you a $100 prize from our friends at Brightburn, which is the new movie opening this week and looks really, really cool. Hits theaters starting today. Evil has found its superhero. It is rated R. It's called Brightburn. So there's a game. You guys remember the game Pictionary, where you draw on the board, you try to figure out what the person is drawing. We're going to do a take on that, and we're going to call this game Dictionary, all right? And you think, ah, yes, the book, but got everything you need
Webster's
to know in it.
Webster's, a standard, you probably have it in your library at home.
Ain't that kind of dictionary.
No.
We actually are going to use Casey. Casey is going to be our drawer. Hold on a second before you stand up, Case. And I have two contestants. Marissa, will you have them come down front? No, Marissa, go down front. Because I'm going to come down there, and Kathy Romano and I are going to play with a contestant. We're going to play our version of Pictionary called Dictionary. Kathy is going to play with a young lady named Abby. I'm going to play with a gentleman named Matt, who's wearing a very sharp peach-colored suit here today.
Yeah.
Now, let's have Julie, our calendar girl, come out here with the board of which the drawing is going to be taking place on. So, Julie, step over this way to the center. Now, in order to draw, we decided we would get the most artistic person in our crew to help us out. So we're going to have Casey Boyd do the drawing. But instead of using his hands to draw, Casey, can you show how you're going to play the game Dictionary? So here's what Casey's going to draw with. Casey is wearing a very large African-American strap-on. And on the end of it is a Sharpie marker. See this right there? See that? Okay. That's what he's going to draw with, that right there. And we're going to give him a variety of things. And then Kathy and our team, we have to determine what he's drawing using his fake member. Casey, how does it feel?
I feel free.
I feel free. For the first time in your life, you feel like a complete woman.
And by the way, Casey, for those who can't see right now, is wearing nothing but a pair of Preston and Steve Boy shorts.
Yeah, looking good.
And a strap-on. So I hope to God you guys are watching this right now online because visually this could be my favorite thing we've ever done here. So Case, we're gonna do one, I think 90 seconds each. We're gonna go one pair at a time. So Kathy and Abby will go first, and then me and Matt will go second. We'll try to get as many as we can in 90 seconds.
So Fox Good Day is live right now.
Oh, my God.
Do not put the camera up here.
They know.
All right, sure. So I'm going to go down in the audience.
Okay.
And Casey, you're going to draw with your dictionary.
Yes.
Okay, I need to go this way, Julie. Now, we don't know what the words are going to be, so we're going to obviously have to do the guessing. I have to slide in here. I'm so sorry. Pardon me, guys.
Listen, there's a lot of juggling, Preston. It's
right
a very
behind
tight
you,
room here. You're doing fine.
All right, so I'm over here with contestant Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Good, Preston.
Where are you from, buddy?
Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Excellent. Kathy, how about Abby over here?
Hi, Abby. Where are you from?
Roxborough.
All right. Abby came back. She had volunteered. She's in the back. She's like, do I have to eat anything gross?
No.
And then she goes, do I have to chug that? She's like so afraid. I'm like, Abby, this is going to be the easiest contest of the morning. So you got off easy. We just wanted to see Casey and his bare ass.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
And a strap on. So we're going to do 90 seconds on the clock. Abby and Kathy, you guys want to go first?
Sure.
All right, so when you know what it is, just say it out loud, and they'll let us know what Casey's drawing. And the audience, we're going to do our best to put the camera on that so you guys can see as well. So, Casey, who's going to be showing you what you're drawing?
I've got Xander. I need this microphone on.
We need the microphone up, please. All right, go ahead.
Here, have this one, Casey.
All right, here we go. Use that one.
I got Alex here. Sometimes he's known as Xander. But he's sitting in your seat, Preston. He's gonna show me everything. I have my first clue, so I'm all ready to go.
All right, we're ready. Right. So 90 seconds on the clock, Nick. All right, give us the on your mark, get set, go, please.
On your mark, Casey, you ready?
Yep.
Get set and go.
Sun.
A sun.
Yes.
That's correct. That's one.
Oh.
He's drawing circles.
A cat?
Boobs! Yes!
Tell me when they're correct, pass. Please.
Abby said yes. A cat. It was boobs.
Whiskers. A cat!
Yes! A cat! Oh, wow. There you
yes,
go!
Correct. All right,
that's
here
correct.
We go.
We have 3 points.
A moon!
Yes, correct!
30 seconds in.
All right.
Ooh. That's 4.
1 minute to go.
A pickle! A boat! The ocean!
Pass!
Okay. Hurry up!
By the way, you need to see Casey doing this. He's...
A box, a house, a door!
Yes, door! Correct. Door!
These are very...
All right, here we go. Okay.
All right, next. Casey is describing with his fake unit.
Stoplight!
Yes, correct!
Oh.
Okay.
God, how many is that? 6? Oh my God, you guys are killing it.
30 seconds left.
We a can't... banana, a boat, a sailboat!
Yes, correct, sailboat. All right, yes. Here we go. Mitch, hang on.
How much time?
25 seconds.
All right, he's drawing with the large
a window. Weapon.
Correct, window.
Oh, here we go.
That's 8 correct so far.
Jesus, they're tearing through.
Matt, we're going to have a hard time here.
A bunny rabbit? A devil?
Devil, correct.
10 seconds.
Here we go.
That's
what's
9.
Next?
10 seconds left.
Cheese and crackers.
He said cheese and crackers.
Three.
Wait.
The guy.
Ocean.
Fire.
Time's up. The guy.
Boom.
Steve, the guy with the strap on has to say cheese and crackers instead of a naughty word.
I wouldn't want to offend my strap on. Casey, damn good drawing. How about a round of applause?
Wow. Steve, do you know what this was going to be?
No, Casey, I don't.
You're wearing the shirt, mister.
Batman!
All right, 9. Man, we got our work cut out for us, Matt.
9, that's easy.
You think so?
Yeah, we got it.
All right.
I'm very confident, Preston. When you saw his drawing skills, Casey's gone on his game.
I'm telling you.
This is the way he was meant to draw with a marker attached to his penis.
Yeah, who knew? This could be a new medium that
honestly,
no one has ever entertained before.
Salvador Dongi.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Salvador Dongi.
All right, wait. What did they get? 8?
9.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Here we go.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Wait,
I'm not ready yet.
Hold it.
Hey, Connor. I mean, not Connor.
Start you're with
not,
the you're, fresh.
I'll make up some if you don't have enough.
No, I'm a guy.
All right.
Case with 11.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Here we go. We got to get 10. You ready, Matt?
I'm ready.
Right, guys.
All right, listen. And by the way, listening radio audience, yes, I know. This is mainly for here. It's not for you. We apologize.
Listen, you describe. You describe.
Casey, turn around and do that. Casey, turn around and do that.
See, this is why you have to come together.
That's how you make circles.
It just pinched my nutsack.
Of course it did.
Of course it did.
Yes, but the great artist always had pinched nutsacks.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Didn't Van Gogh pinch his own nutsack for inspiration?
And then there was Rembrandt.
He was a masochist. He cut his ear off and then pinched his nutsack. Because he was like, this isn't enough. The ear missing is not enough.
Yeah, I'm one nut too many.
Come here, buddy.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay, you ready?
In 3,
all right, Matt, here we go.
2, one, go.
Person.
Face. Smiley face.
Bowling ball.
Yes.
Bowling ball, correct.
All right, next. Here we go.
Airplane.
Yes, correct. Oh, wow.
That's 2. That's 2 so far. Oh, my God. Bicycle.
Yes, correct.
All right, that's 3. I can't see it.
Saw. No.
Penis.
No.
Jaggedy penis.
1 minute remaining.
I remember that.
Doorknob. No.
Key.
Cash. Yes, correct.
Thank you.
All right,
here we go. All right, here we go. Jaggedy penis.
Raggedy ancestor.
Saw.
Baby fish mouth. Pokemon. Tombstone. What is that? Hamburger.
Yes, correct.
Okay, here we go.
Hamburger. All right. That's 5 so far.
Triangle.
Pizza.
Yes, correct. Pizza.
Nice, Matt. All right, that's 6 so far.
You have 30 seconds.
30 seconds, guys.
Umbrella.
Correct.
All right. Oh. 7. Window.
Oh, forget it. Pass on that one.
Right, pass.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, 20 seconds.
All right. Oh, we're not going to win. There's no way.
Come on.
You can do it. Guys, you can do it.
Dude,
Surfboard.
Easy.
What did you say? Surfboard.
Yes, correct.
Surfboard
is correct.
10 seconds.
8.
Lips. Rock.
Teeth. Mouth. Head.
Oh! Damn
it, Matt.
That was
Sorry.
A football. Obviously.
So close.
They wanted me to draw Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, my God. Casey, do your dance one more time for us.
Preston, the one you missed was a Dodge Dart transmission.
Ah, oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. It's so easy.
I didn't know if it was four-cylinder or not, so I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? God, what do I do?
Was it a slant six?
Well, Kathy, that means your contestant, Abby, is our winner.
Nice job, Abby. Thank you for playing with me.
Thank you so much.
$100 from Brightburn. Congratulations. And, Matt, I'm sorry, buddy.
Played well. We did.
We'll have some consolation prizes for everybody.
Thank you.
Preston. Yo. Matt wins the strap-on that I'm wearing.
Oh, that's great.
Man, you're going to have a great weekend.
I thought I had dibs on that.
All right. I'm coming up there. I got to make my way through here. Sorry, guys, because we got to get our next contest underway.
Well done, guys. Casey, incredible drawing. I have to say, your technique was sensational. Woo!
All right. I'm supposed to give a shout-out to... Hepache. Couldn't make it. I don't know what the hell that says. Darling, it's not going to work. I'm sorry. What? Hap. Hey, Hap. There you go.
Yes.
All right. Hap couldn't make it. Everybody good now? All right. Great. Let's move on to our next contest because we have more goodies to give away. Now, earlier this morning, we had a girl from New England get up here, and everybody, of course, did the Eagles chant, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
One more time. Now, that's exactly what we're going to need from you. But hold on a second. We're going to need your help. When you hear the Eagles chant, you know exactly what it is. It's very easy to distinguish. But we're going to try spelling things that are not Eagles this morning and see if our contestants can figure out what you're chanting. So we creatively call this Not the Eagles chant.
Not the Eagles chant. Employing the same system of chanting.
Yes.
But Preston, as you're going to let them know, obviously, they're going to have to stop short.
Yes, that is correct. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold up a sign with a word on it. I'm going to use my pointer here to point to the words of which you are going to say. You're not going to say the word at the end. We're just going to spell it out and see if our contestants can figure out what you're spelling.
Do you want to do a test run?
But I don't know. I would need a card up here.
Okay,
for that to work.
All right, so no problem.
It's all good. So let's get our contestants up, please. And we're going to do them one at a time. We have $100 to give away from our friends at Brightburn. So let's welcome Mark and Annie to the stage. Mark, come right over here, buddy. Mark is flexing. Mark, where are you from?
Delco.
Yeah.
Very good. What part of Delco?
Collingdale.
Collingdale. Nice, man. Have you made it to Keenan's before for this party?
No, I never been. Yes, been here plenty of times.
All right, good for you, brother. All right, and then we have Annie. Hi.
Hi.
Where are you from, Annie?
Wayne, PA.
Wayne, PA, your first time here or have you been to this party?
First time. I'm a virgin.
You having a good time?
Great time.
Wonderful. All right, welcome. So we already ran through what we're going to do with you guys so you know how the contest works. All right, we're going to go one at a time, one contestant at a time. Let's say if we start with Matt, we spell out the word. He doesn't get it right. Annie's going to have a chance to steal, and we'll keep track. We're going to do five each. I think we have 10 total, Marissa, somewhere in that. And whoever gets the most will be deemed our winner. So we need you to put your blindfold on. I need you to back up just a little bit because we're going to need some room. All right, and we're going to have Julie and Danielle are going to hold up our cards. Put your blindfold on, please. Thank you very much. And we're going to start with Mark over here. All right. And step over here, please, Julie. Come over to the center. All right. That's good. All right. That's good. All right. Mark, we're going to begin with you, okay? Okay?
Got it.
All right. So you're going to spell this out, but don't say the word. You guys get it? All right. Let's try this first one out. Here we go. When I point to it. Here we go. Mark, what is it?
Ring something.
One more. Hold on. One more time.
R-I-N-J-O-B.
Mark?
Oh, rim job.
Yes!
Hey!
But hold on. You got to say it like it's the end of the Eagles chant.
All right.
Rim job! There you go.
Now you're getting it. It's so easy.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next word, please. That's one for Mark. Please keep track of the points. Thank you. Kathy's going to do that. Annie, did you get that one?
Uh-huh.
All right, very good. Then this should be no problem. Remember, I'll ask you, and you yell it out. Here we go. Hold it up, please, up higher. All right. Not quite that high, Danielle. Thank you. Keep in mind we have the fan here. Ready? Here we go. Annie?
Inside!
Yes!
Of course.
Now that's a chant.
Triumphantly yelling the word incest. All right, thank you, guys. That's 1-1 so far.
Hey, tight competition, Preston.
And by the way, if we do have a tie, we have a tiebreaker.
Yeah, we still have some of them duck heads to eat.
This is the Not the Eagles chant contest. And we couldn't do it without our crowd here. This is a big word. This one's for Mark. All right, ready? Here we go. Mark?
Nothing yet.
One more time. Here we go.
D-A-P-S-M-E-A-R.
Dude.
What was it?
Say it again.
I said pap smear.
Say it like you mean it.
Pap smear!
Yes.
Potty mouth.
You got it right.
It was pap smear. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. It was indeed pap smear.
Yeah.
All right.
EAD.
Yeah. All right. Next one is for Annie. So far, it's 2-1. All right, Annie, here we go. Guys, ready?
Ready.
Annie? One more time.
Eel Star?
Eel Star is incorrect. You have a chance to steal. Mark?
Ball sacks are
yes!
yummy.
Yes!
You got to yell it. Ball sacks!
Ball All sacks right. are yummy.
Thank you, guys. All right. That's 3-1, I believe. So we stole on that one. Let's get our next word up. You guys are doing great, by
You're
the way.
You're doing a phenomenal
You're
job.
You're doing fantastic. You do this... like you've spelled ball sack out loud before.
Ball sacks are yummy.
All right, here we go. You guys ready? It's a big one. All right, on your mark, get set. Here we go.
E-A-L-L-O-O-N-A-N-O-T.
Wow.
I just got it.
Did you, Kathy? You need it again, Mark?
Yeah, one more time.
One more time. Here we go. Three seconds to get it, Mark, or we're going to pass and go over to Annie.
Negative.
All right. Annie, do you have a guess?
No idea.
It's balloon knot.
Balloon knot, of course. When you see a child tie off a balloon, they use a balloon knot.
And it looks like a butthole,
It looks like a butthole, too.
Yeah. All right. Next word. By the way, Marissa Magnata doing an amazing job down here putting all this stuff together. All
Preston,
right.
This crowd was meant to sing balloon knot.
Ben, get up here. Stay nearby.
I will kill you.
Scoot down a little bit. Scoot down a little bit. No, the other way. The other way. Thank you. Perfect. Right there. All right. Ready, guys? Now, this one is for Annie. Here we go.
S-U-U-I-R-T-E-R.
Annie? Let's give it again because it was a little quiet on the first one. Here we go. No, it's not suture. To the steel, we go to Mark. Mark?
Squirter!
Yes!
Squirter is right, not a suture.
Squirter. It was the Q. The Q sounded a little bit like a U.
Yes.
But any surgeon in the height of an operation who asks for a squirter is not a good surgeon.
Correct.
Kathy, what's the score so far?
4-1.
Oh, man, 4-1. How many more do we have, Marissa? We got 3 left, so we could end up with a tie, maybe.
Preston, the patient is bleeding. We need a squirter
We need
stat.
A squirter stat. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This one's for Mark. Here we go.
C-A-G-I-N-A.
Aw.
I knew it, but I heard it.
What is it?
It's vagina.
Yeah. Say it. Say it.
Vagina!
There you go. That's correct. Don't give it away, you douchebag. Was that
you? Yeah, that was him right there. The guy without the sleeves, oddly enough.
I know.
Oh, I found your sleeves in the parking lot, dude.
Yeah, somebody left sleeves in the parking lot. No, it's all good. Keep your beer. Keep your
put them in the lost and found if you were missing sleeves.
All right. What is this? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
When even the host can't figure it out.
Scoot down a little bit. Scoot down a little bit. Scoot down. Sorry, I'm using my pointer. There you go.
All
perfect.
Right, guys, you need to really listen. An audience, don't give it away at the end.
All right, is this for Annie or Mark?
Annie.
Annie, listen closely. It's a long word. Here we go.
C-U-N-N-I-L-I-N-G-U-S.
Say it, Annie.
Rock that one.
She knew that one right away.
Yes, she did.
It wasn't even finished.
It was like... right on the tip of her tongue. Thank you. Thank you. I know all the good oral sex jokes.
All right. Here's one for Mark. Guys, ready? Here we go.
Mark can win with this one, by the way.
Oh, really?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, but Mark, we're gonna. If you do get it, yell it out.
Here we go.
One more time.
One more time. Here we go.
P-E-N-I-S-E-S.
Penises.
Yes. We did it.
Took it.
Congratulations. We are going to give you $100 from our friends at Brightburn. Mark, you are our winner, the superhero film from James Gunn. We'll get it to you. Nice job, buddy.
Well done.
Annie, well done as well. Thank you guys for getting up here and playing. We'll get you off the stage. With that, we're going to take another commercial break.
Kudos to the audience on that one, man. You guys rocked.
You did amazing. We'll be back live at Keenan's Irish Pub on MMR.
On the heels of the Grammys, Saturday Night Live, a sold-out summer tour, and the new album, Anthem of the Peaceful Army, 93.3 WMMR is pleased to present Greta Van Fleet. October 16th at the Met Philadelphia. Second show added for WMMR after their first concert sold out in minutes. Don't miss your chance to see this authentic American rock band on the rise. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com. WMMR presents Greta Van Fleet at the Met Philadelphia, October 16th. Complete details at WMMR.com.
So we have a couple things coming up. We are just a few minutes away from the official baptism of beer, which we're going to do at the bars. So if you need to get in that area, it'll be within the next 20 minutes or so. It's something we stole from Pierre. He wonderfully passed that down to us.
He gave us the papal blessing.
Yes, and we will do that in a little bit from our friends at Coors Light. We're loading it up. But we do have a bizarre file to do. So.
All right, let's do it.
We'll do it. We'll make it a short one. So let's get into the B file, Jason, if you would.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Robbins Diamonds and Tax Free Delaware. Thousands of rings and self-serve cases. Absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Well, the person on Reddit posted, I have insufferable in-laws. And apparently their father-in-law is manageable, but he said, my mother-in-law is crazy. My wife is Chinese, and her parents are very traditional. Privacy means nothing to them. And my wife refuses to set boundaries. They come around every day unannounced to visit my wife, play with our kids. So not only do I never get a break from my mother-in-law's constant nagging, I have no privacy from them. So he added that his mother-in-law is an arachnophobe.
Oh, okay. So she's afraid of spiders.
So he purchased a pet tarantula to prevent her from showing up at the house so often. He said that the tarantula is in a big enclosure in the living room.
Has it worked?
And it works like a charm.
There you go.
So you may want to consider something like that.
Yeah, just find out what people are deadly afraid of and prey upon that.
Why not? Keith Eric Newberry has been identified as an intruder who entered the bedroom of a 14-year-old boy yesterday evening and asked the little kid if he was deaf before taking off his clothes. Well, the boy ran out of the room, pausing only to grab a meat cleaver on the way.
Dude, that's totally bush league.
Newberry followed him and then is reported to have wrapped a USB cable around the mother's shoulders.
Wow.
Before being confronted by the boy's father and fleeing the scene. Newberry then climbed into his van and drove a short distance to an elementary school where he climbed on the roof, still naked, and attempted to conceal himself under an air conditioning unit.
So, quick question. What did the deafness have to do with getting naked?
I just think maybe it's his thing, you know?
It's his thing?
Yeah.
Are you deaf? Excuse me while I take my clothes off.
He eventually surrendered after climbing down a fire department ladder into the arms of waiting cops. The school roof had been vandalized by Newberry during his naked rooftop vigil, although precise details were not available. A Connecticut police department has reached a deal. Now, I need to get a follow-up on this.
All right.
They reached a deal with a fugitive that would have him surrender only if enough people responded to a wanted poster on social media. Did you see
this? I did see this, yes. So this guy will turn himself in if enough people respond to his, like his Facebook post, basically.
Correct. Jose Sims, who is believed to be somewhere in New York, has 7 arrest warrants out. And the police department's Facebook page Wednesday said Sims had contacted them through a social media site and agreed to turn himself in if the post containing his poster gets 15,000 likes.
So at this point, is he a felony influencer?
I think he would
be.
The police, by the way, negotiated him down from 20,000 likes to 15,000 likes.
That's not bad.
But as of yesterday, he had 22,000 likes and still hadn't turned himself in.
That liar. It's almost like he's a criminal.
But he says he's a man of his word.
No, he's not.
And he's going to touch. The Associated Press actually got in touch with him through Facebook.
Yeah.
They don't know where it is. They know how to contact him, though.
He's probably setting up his YouTube channel.
He says he's going to turn himself in, so we'll see about that. And then lastly, we'll do this. Men have a pretty easy way to make a little bit of side money, which is donating sperm.
Yes.
However, one man made it into a full-time job. 6 years ago, a man named John Carpenter worked full-time as a sperm donor in Northern California. He said that after a long application process and after ruling out any genetic or health issues, you can sign up for a strict 12-month contract. Requires you to visit the clinic 2 times per week and has some designated no-sex days, but you can make $100 per session, so about $1,000 a month.
So I guess he's usually staying for overtime, right?
Yeah. He adds that he was asked to give any potential children that resulted the option to call him once they're 18.
Listen.
And he agreed.
It's hard work.
He could have hundreds and hundreds of kids out there and not even know about it.
Just the Father's Day gifts alone would make it worth it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a moment to bring a gentleman out onto the stage who is responsible for the party that is here today.
Yeah.
We've been doing this broadcast for 15 years, and this guy's been here for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Keenan! What's up, big man?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, I tell you, is it Tuesday morning yet?
I know. It feels like we need to be there already. But we're just getting started. This tradition, like I said, just with us, has been going on for 15 years, but it's been going on longer than that.
Yeah, 17 years total.
Wow. And I love the fact that we still have Peg's picture up on the wall here.
Yeah, well, some of you still have the visual of Peg, too, in our last few days here, which she did to you guys as well.
It's nice. And we've handed out the glasses, too, that everybody's wearing today to remember Peg. But you guys, obviously, you've been working really hard to get ready for this, right?
Yeah, we open up in the end of February. And then, you know, March and April are nice months. But May 1st is when we start preparing for you guys.
Right, so this obviously is going on now, but there's a lot of people at work. They can't make it here in the morning, probably coming down a little bit later on. What's going on today and over the next few days?
10:30, 11 o'clock, we have the Giuliano Brothers coming on.
Outside, yeah?
Yeah,
awesome.
Jam packed, best band around. Tonight we have Mike and Callie, Masquerade tomorrow, Jameson on Sunday. We have verticals throughout the whole summer.
So how many people, take a guesstimate, over the course of Memorial Day weekend will come through Keenan's?
On an average of a Saturday night, we have about 5,000 to 6,000 people come through the door.
That's
in and out. That's in and out.
Yeah.
Our occupancy is 1,800.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are we at occupancy yet?
No.
No, we're not.
No, not even close. You guys have that. You have some new food. You have new menus, stuff like that, for people who haven't been down since last year.
Yeah, we actually have a late night menu now. We serve food till 3 a.m., which is a first for us.
Oh, awesome.
Fried duck heads, right?
Fried duck heads.
Fried duck heads. Actually, they're broiled.
Broiled are better because it locks in the juices.
So you still have, like, the wine bar area back there and everything?
Yeah, we do the wine. We have a lot of different flavors of wine. Now our big thing is crushes. Everybody's in the crush craze these days.
I don't know what that. I'm way behind on my booze. What's the crushes?
Orange crush, raspberry crush. It comes in a mason jar. Just a nice, refreshing summer drink.
Nice.
Awesome, man.
Well, you guys throw a hell of a party.
Yeah, we do. And the party's here all week. And I think we're going to have a good time here, you know?
All right, I appreciate it, man. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you guys for everything.
Yeah.
Good luck with everything.
And what do we say here? Play Gloria, right?
Play, play Gloria.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. Scott Keenan, everybody. I want to take the moment to thank all the employees here at Keenan's, all your bartenders, bar back servers, security, everybody who works here. Puts in crazy hours this weekend, so they're busting their asses, and I want to thank them. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to get wet. It's the baptism of beer live at Keenan's. We'll be right back.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast, 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Hallelujah. Oh, man, this crowd is on fire.
Unbelievable!
This is fantastic. This is one of the best times we've ever had at Keenan's Irish Pub, the official opening of the Jersey Shore. We're going to get wet in just a moment.
Well, some of us are.
Yeah, we're
some of us will watch and chuckle.
That is correct, but we are definitely going to be doing our best as we can to bring in good vibes and send everybody into the weekend in a proper mood. Hey, before we do this, I wanted to bring this gentleman up on stage. We just had him on the air with us the other day. You guys may have been seeing the following the story about Jack's in South Philly, the bar that's kind of responsible or is helping with the St. Louis Blues making it to the Stanley Cup Championships. This is Mike, everybody. We wanted to say hi to him. We had him on the air the other day. How you doing, my man?
All right. Whirlwind. This is amazing.
Yeah. Now, you come down here to Wildwood regularly, don't you?
Yeah, my whole life, 35 years.
Nice, brother. Do you know the Keenan's crew?
I do. My wife actually teaches their kids.
No way.
Yes.
That's awesome. So you know what a mess this, I mean mess in a good way, what this turns into this weekend.
This is special. This is really special. It has grown bigger and bigger and bigger. Now look at this place.
That's nuts.
Shoulder to shoulder. This is incredible.
Hey, are you going to, so the cup is on Monday. Are you going to be heading back for that to Jack's?
Yeah, man. Monday, I know it's going to be 80 degrees down here. The wife is hating me already, but we got to get settled. You know, we got like 25, 30 guys from the Jack's are going to be setting up around noon, and we're going to have about 150 to 200 people coming by the Jack's to watch the Blues game. We got a flat screen outside. It's going to be epic. We got NHL.com. We got ESPN. Everybody's coming by.
Yeah, don't boom. It's good for Philly, gang. Don't worry about it. So we just want to say hi. You're a good guy and glad you came down for the party. So take care, man.
Thank you. I appreciate having me on.
All right, Mike. Take care, brother. All right.
It's such a cool story.
I love it. We'll have you at K-Sick headphones here from him. Thank you very much.
I think they were saying Blues, Preston.
Oh, really? Is that what
the Blues?
It was?
Yes, that's like Blues. Or...
I think anybody can root against the Boston Bruins, right?
Yes, right, dude.
Of course.
Right? Suck it, Boston.
All right. I'm
take
over
your
here.
Baked beans and shove them up your
Steve,
ass.
Steve, I'm in the crowd. Somebody just grabbed my ass. What's up, buddy?
It's Larry from Mantua, New Jersey. My first time being here.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's great. I'm coming back every year. I'm with Matt Palacio, and I'm ready to go.
Hey, he's with Ralph Macchio.
He's with Ralph Macchio.
Oh, I heard Flat Macchio.
Oh,
I need to get up on the bar.
That's here. Not as good.
Hey,
that's
real it. Quick, Preston, this baptism is brought to you by Mattress Factory.
It is?
Yeah, you want to hurry in for the Memorial Day sale at the family-owned Mattress Factory.
All right, very good.
I would say so. Now, Preston, you're up there. Preston, by the way, looking very Memorial Day-ish in your Captain America shirt. There you go.
Thank you. I actually, when I stepped up here, I felt I thought a fan was about to hit me in the head. And by that, I mean one of the ceiling fans.
Oh, no, if you want to be decapitated, come back up on stage here.
All right, so I'm looking at an ocean of people. I'm standing up on, Nick, we'll call this the South Bar, and you're at the North Bar, okay?
Welcome to the North Bar.
All right, so I'm on the South Bar. I'm going to begin the proceedings, and we have handed out these ponchos for people who feel that they might not want to get completely drenched. There's a few brave souls who are covered by nothing right here. Hang on a second. Yes, high five to you. But what is your name?
Marianne.
And Marianne, have you been here before for the baptism of beer?
I've been here.
You've seen what we do?
Yes.
And yet you're not going to cover yourself?
No, it was too hot.
Oh, you're
too hot.
Sizzling. All right, so let me get down here.
By the way, all of those ponchos were provided by our friends at Metro by T-Mobile. Thank you.
Thank
Metro.
You, guys.
Yep.
All right.
That's why they look legit.
Yes, it is. So this is to help honor our friends at Coors Light who sponsor this live broadcast. So we've got pitchers of ice-cold Coors Light
ready to be brought upon these people.
Now, by the way, Preston, just because it's being poured doesn't mean you can't open your mouth and receive.
I recommend that you do. Yeah. And in fact, the whole idea of baptism is to wash away sin. But to hear, we're bathing in it. All right?
Yes.
We're not washing it away. We're actually swimming in sin as we begin the Memorial Day weekend. And it's all about that, right?
Yeah. It is, Preston. All beautifully right. said.
So we got this idea from Pierre Robert. He thankfully passed it along to us and has now become a tradition here at Kenan's Irish Pub. So with this, yea, though I walk through the valley of Coors Light, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Let's begin. You ready, brother? Open up and let's receive. Here we go. Our first contender. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Come on, get your mouth over there. Come on. We got it. Please. Oh, and there we go. Look at all these open mouths. Get closer. Come closer. Let me. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I hit you in the eyes. Open and. Oh, yeah. Steve. All these people are thirsty and
Preston,
ready.
It looks like a giant human koi pond.
All right, next. We're moving on slowly. You ready? Oh, yes.
Look at them willing.
What? You can't request anything. You get it or you don't. We have people now running up to the bar. We are. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, yes, my fine friends. Revel in it. Live in it. This happens once a year.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Drink it on in. Accept my beer upon your face.
There we go. You ready? Oh!
Oh, wow. Full splash. Oh.
Dude, I feel kind of horrible doing this.
No, you know what? It's almost Caligula-like.
How about you guys out there? You ready? Watch out. Here it comes.
Whoa!
I went deep on that one, Steve.
Yeah, you did.
This is the last one? This is the last. You've got to be kidding me.
It's the last one, Preston. You've really done damage.
All right, here we go.
The main engines are offline.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what was on that, but I just licked something.
No! Oh, my God. There's something wonderful and disgusting at the same time. The beer is wonderful. Being doused is disgusting.
I'm running out. They didn't give me as much this year. We're getting one more.
No, we're going to start passing out meth now, Preston.
Get a couple of bottles.
All right, there you go, and there you go.
Pull his hair. Yank on it. There you go. Make it dirty. All right, hang on. I got one more coming. Oh, it's a lot of foam. That's okay.
It looks like something else, Preston.
It does. It's got a good head on it.
It really does. You're Ron.
All right, you ready?
Ron Jeremy over there.
All right, hold on. No, I'm getting you. Oh, my God, dude. That looks pornographic.
It does.
That looks flat-out pornographic. What do you say?
You look hot.
Oh, thank you, darling. Open your mouth.
You look hot.
You look hot. Open your mouth. Ready, guys? Here we go. Whoa, yeah. Putting it all over your face. There you go, brother. Yeah. Come on, buddy. I love that shirt, by the way, man. Nice. He's got Preston and Steve eggs and pegs.
I love it.
Coming up here. Come on. Hang on. Wait a minute. Come on here. Take some. Ready? Oh.
Preston holding the mug between his legs. What is
ultimately... Here's the last bit for you guys on the South Bar. Nick, over to the North.
Are we ready?
The North remembers.
The North remembers. We're going to start with Brian from Delco, Casey. Brian came prepared because he already has one Coors Light. Here comes some more, Brian. You ready? Oh, open up in the nose, in the eyes. Steve, the good thing is...
It's like prom night, Nick.
Yeah. The good thing is these glasses that are the peg glasses have no rims in them whatsoever.
They don't have glass either, do they?
They have no glasses. Well, you know, they're
totally useless.
They're completely useless, and they don't protect the eyes at all. This guy's got a nice Phil's hat that is now beer-soaked.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Can we rename this the Beer Bukkake, possibly?
I think
beer.
So.
Ooh, this
beer,
guy's got...
No, Beer Cocky.
Beer Cocky.
I love it.
Awesome. Oh, everyone
it
being...
writes itself.
There Douse, Nick, you're doing a great job. You're covering a lot of turf.
They're so thirsty, Steve.
A lesser man might not have gone all the way, but you are.
What I want to do is I want the people to drink. I want the people to celebrate.
Beer is the beer of life, Nick.
This person isn't looking up, but she has a poncho on, so I'm making sure she gets some.
Hey, yes. By the way, guys, they poured more. They have more beer over here, so I'm doing some more while Nick's doing that.
All right. Here
Preston, you know why they have on ponchos?
Why?
Because of God.
Because of God. That's there the same go. Reason they don't make that underwear on Sunday.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Anybody want any more over this side? Here, you guys, you got ponchos? You want some? There we go.
Want some?
They say yes, and then they duck.
Then they duck. You know, it's always the case. They say they want it, and then they jump to the side.
I think, Steve, at the end of the day, after we've made people eat duck feet and ears. They deserve a little cold course light, don't you?
We have somebody celebrating a divorce over here. What's your name?
My name is Cotlin.
Hi, Cotlin.
Oh, yes, sorry. It is, and I am divorced.
Yeah!
Congratulations, baby.
Want some? Yeah, you can just have a little sip.
All right, the beer just keeps flowing like beer, and Nick is doing great over here. Almost as... Nick, are you ready for a second pass soon, or are you going to...
Oh, I can head back down, Steve. Right. I just want as many people that...
You can go all goddamn night.
I can go all night. Round three.
I can do... You're like Captain America, though. Preston is Captain America, but you can do this all day.
I usually need a nap after round two.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You don't even have a poncho on. This guy's got a Vegas Golden Knights shirt. Here we go, pal.
All right,
all
Nick.
Right. Anybody else that didn't get some? Anybody out here?
All right, here you go.
One, two, three. Oh, Steve, I got some in the ceiling fan.
Yeah. Oh, you got to watch out.
Hey, I got some over here, Nick. You guys want a shot? Watch out, brother. Watch out. Is this the last bit?
It's the last bit, Preston. The last sure. bit.
All right, here we go.
People jumping. Here, I'll hold it for
I'm
you.
I'm going to set that down.
All right, here you go. Preston. Yes, it was glorious.
Oh, wait, Nick's got another picture.
I got one more on the head back down. Wow. I mean, I like the foam on the face.
The foam looks really, really dirty.
It looks very sexual. You expect mom to come home and tell you that's not how you do it.
Steve, this girl in the front, no poncho, white shirt.
That's how it's done. That's how they did it in the days of yore, Nick.
There we go.
Oh, look at these.
Wow, that was a lot of beer. She was surprised by that.
It's funny that the surprise happens even though they come over to the bar willingly.
I know, Nick. So many times in my life I've seen that look.
What wonderful congregants we have here.
And Nick finishing off the
last of it.
To the end.
There you go.
Boom. Everyone.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Our baptism of beer 2019. Canaan's Irish Pub.
You know what, Preston? I don't know if that's enjoyable to listen to, but here for us to watch it, it's religious. It's everything you want it to be.
And we will have video of that for you to see. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. We're getting ready to wrap things up, and then we'll send it to Pierre Romero in Atlantic City. We got the Jersey Shore covered up and down this morning on MMR. We'll be right back.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Oh, man. Now it's just getting weird.
Yes.
I love it when it gets weird. We're getting ready to wrap things up live at Keenan's. North Wildwood, Keenan's Irish Pub, the site of our 15th live broadcast here.
Who knew?
Who knew? And we were blessed with amazing weather. It is just absolutely perfect out.
Yeah, so. I love it. It definitely, if you were considering coming down to Wildwood today, on the fence, come on down.
Absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. It's going to get up to 90 by the time we get to Sunday, nonetheless. Real quick, a woman handed this to me, Jimmy Lehman. Used to work for Keaton. He worked here for 12 years, and he's graduating from the Fire Academy next week. I want to throw some love to Jimmy Lehman, so congratulations, man, and we wish you were here. By the way, I'd like to thank a couple of people who have been a part of this live broadcast, helping us out. Of course, our main sponsor, Coors Light, the Jersey Shore's most refreshing beer. We had Jack Morey on from Morey's Piers.
Very cool.
They are celebrating 50 years on the piers this summer with a new family-friendly roller coaster, the Runaway Tram, which we did the Watch the Tram car this
and
morning.
And no one was rendered handicapped or killed. It was a success.
And the festivities last all summer long at Maury's Three Piers, two water parks, beach bars. Thinking of Brightburn, that movie is opening this weekend as well, and it's from James Gunn, who brought to you Guardians of the Galaxy. Opens this Memorial Day weekend.
Looks really good.
Evil is found its superhero. And Steak 'Em Up, who gave us a bunch of cash to give away. South Philly Steak 'Em Up now in North Wildwood, 17th and the Boardwalk. Cheese steaks, pizza, hand-dip ice cream, milkshakes, and more. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And delivery is coming very, very soon. What all do we need to do here before we wrap up?
We need to get a letter of the day.
Yeah, so the way that's going to work is we're not going to take the winner here live on the air. Jason's going to get our designated caller back at the studio and award our prize, which is a $500 Mealy's Furniture gift card. So, Jason, hit the letter of the day, please.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
Y, as in Yango!
He really wanted that.
It still works.
$500 Mealy's Furniture gift card. The savings are hot during the Mealy's Furniture Memorial Savings Event. Save 50% or more on everything in the showroom with free delivery and 0% finance. Plus, Mealy's will pay your sales tax. Mealy's Furniture, all the styles you love for less. Caller number 11, we're going to get the prize to you. Marissa Magnata, come out here. This is Marissa, everybody.
Yeah.
Marissa and our interns did a ton of work to get all this stuff ready for today for the live broadcast. And she busted her ass, and I wanted to personally bring her out here and thank her. And Marissa wants to crowd surf. You think you guys can handle that?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
This she is where asked, we're doing it?
She asked if she could do it. She wants to stage dive and
oh,
then...
God. Oh, really?
Yeah. Put a helmet on.
I
put
know.
A helmet on.
All right, so... Get in close. Get in close. Everybody move in close. Because we don't want to harm our Marissa.
Do you... You don't... You going to dive and flip as you're diving? Oh, all right.
Go
oh, my
forward.
God. All right, so...
Oh, my gosh.
These
oh.
ladies, I don't know if they look ready to catch you or not.
No, they don't.
Are
no
you
one
ready?
Ready?
You sure? Oh, my God. Am I holding this, or are you taking it with you?
No, I'm going to take it with me. I'm going to take video along the way.
All right, Marissa's going to take video along the way. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I know. She wanted to do it, and I said, all right, let's go. For it. Right. Are you ready? All right, here comes Marissa, everybody, out into the crowd. She's going to run and jump, and she's off.
Yay! Marissa!
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 Marissa! Marissa! Marissa!
Except she's not moving.
And my guess is she comes back pregnant.
You think...
Anybody wanted to grab her ass, now's the time.
Well, you can't help it. You got
to
do it.
All right, she's out in the middle now, moving to this massive crowd back over towards the tables where there's nobody. If she's going to fall, it's going to happen probably right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, watch all out. Right. That's not a good direction.
All right, let her down gently.
Bring her back to the stage.
Bring her back to the stage. Perfect.
Let
she
her down
went nowhere.
Gently on the top of her face.
All right, dear God. Closer. Closer.
Yay! Yay! How was it, Marissa?
Everybody.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Wonderful. Speaking of thanks, I want to thank our sponsors, Preston and Steve Show, brought to you today by Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, and the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Also, Coors Light, the Jersey Shore's most refreshing beer, and thank you to Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve
Preston,
Show.
Preston?
Yes.
Since she did that, I've always wanted to eat five full duck heads.
Oh. You want to live out your fantasy, Steve?
Yeah, it's so awesome.
Yeah. Listen, I want to thank our promotions department. I want to thank everybody in our sales department and our engineering.
Oh, Rodney, my God.
Rodney Bird and company for making all this happen. They are amazing. Speaking of amazing, you guys are amazing. Thank you for being here. We've been on the air for 20 years and can't tell you how much it means that you come out for parties like this and support our show. So thank you so much. We want you guys to have a safe and awesome weekend. It's summertime, baby. Rage on and have a great one. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve, love you, hate you, live.
Hey, sorry, Mr. $100,000 car owner, that you had to get out of the way for me as I made a wide turn and made you move your pompous mobile. But maybe if you weren't blocking the do not block box, I wouldn't have had to make you move a little bit.
Next message. Hey, today it started out being a really bad day with a capital R. For the past hour and a half, you guys have been totally jamming on the radio, and I so appreciate you. Oh, my gosh. It's not a bad day anymore. Thank you. Next message.
This is just great. I'm driving in my car, and I can't stop singing, Bats Dog! Bats Chili Dog! Thanks a lot, Preston and Steve.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line. Call 484-434-1333. MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.